Tomorrow's News Today. The last 24 hours, two Marines just randomly went up and shot a bunch of people. That's in North Carolina, just randomly killed three people, shot eight others. And then, of course, in Michigan, at an LDS Mormon church. More information is coming out now, but it looks like they didn't even know any of these people. It's called demon possession, ladies and gentlemen. And it's called an angrier world that Klaus Schwab promised. Remember about 5 years ago? He said, what we're doing with the Great Reset is going to create an angrier world. That means more wars, more crime, more people going insane. You dump all the SSRIs, all the chemicals, the culture into things, and you're going to have groups that break. Most veterans are great, but it's a certain demographic of veteran that'll break. A certain demographic of young white male, particularly most of the time, that's into shoot 'em up video games and into dark culture and into the devil. Guiding towards transgenderism and or Satanism or both. So you have that vein, not just here, but in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, Canada. And so you don't need Benjamin Netanyahu to go around and stage all these things, as people say he stages everything. Like I said, if you slip on a banana peel walking out your back door, Netanyahu did it. You see frost in the winter. First frost of the year, you wake up, Jack Frost did that, little flying elf. But all of these mass shootings, all these are false flags run by Netanyahu. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Netanyahu just arrived at the White House. He is a villain in my view. And he staged a lot of stuff, including the stand down on October 7th. And he did declare war on the First Amendment yesterday. So we got plenty of bad stuff he's doing out in the open. We don't need to manufacture stuff. I have seen no evidence of Israel killing Kirk. People said, oh, the security firm is Israeli. Well, the firm started sending out letters to people and stuff, and everybody's like, oh, well, we apologize. You never were. Absolutely not. And it turns out the security firm they've been saying was there and was Israeli that wasn't, hasn't been in security for 3 years. And so we're not able to find out who his security was. By the way, I have major major questions about the security detail now, because I've talked to a lot of Green Berets, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, and ballistics experts, FBI, people that I trust, and they're like, this doesn't look normal. Now, that doesn't mean the security guy shoots him under the arm. That wasn't true. Or there's a pen gun. That wasn't true. No. What's true is the way they run around like a well-trained football, offense in these weird routes, grabbing things the second he shot. And taking photos of him 1 second after he hits the ground with their meta glasses. I mean, it doesn't look good, folks.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It is Monday, September 29th, 2025, and the angrier world Klaus Schwab promised everyone 5 years ago is here, not just in how the media makes it appear, but in the real statistics, more murder, more crime, more arson, more attacks all over the world than ever before when it comes to individual on-the-ground action. Tens of thousands of churches burned in Europe every year. Thousands burned here. Hundreds in Canada. Just mass targeting of Christians, millions being murdered a year in Africa by the Muslims, 500,000 last year in Nigeria alone, Christians being murdered in Indonesia, murdered in the Philippines, millions, just all aggregate together, doesn't even hit the news. And you've got economic collapse happening all over the place, major military escalations, it's all coming up. The U.S. is getting ready to go into Venezuela. It's about to be war in the Gulf of Mexico and in the Caribbean. I have that from high-level sources, so I made some calls, and they concur. Michael Yon's popping in today on that. I mean, I told everybody, you think things were crazy years ago, you're going to look back on that as the good old days. But at least we're not going to be caught flat-footed. At least we're going to be the best house in a bad neighborhood with the Trump recovery plan. Because if you think stuff's bad here, it's really bad in other parts of the world. And bad lot of areas of this country, too. So we've got big questions on the Kirk assassination. Things do not add up. I'm not ready to say exactly what's going on, but let's just say we're closing in. We'll be getting into that today. We've got 2 Marines, supposedly, in Michigan and North Carolina, randomly killing people and burning up churches and driving around up to marina bars and shooting strangers. We've got more leftist violence all over the country. It is really kicking off. We have Netanyahu in a statement yesterday really declaring war on the First Amendment. And we already knew this was going on, but this is chilling. Now, some people went, he means physical war. Let's... 90% of war is information. So, informationally, we know Israel's been heavily involved with the censorship lobby here in the United States. That's a fact. I don't think Netanyahu, when he says these words, means he's physically going to war. Like, we call it the info war. And people always go, Jones says it's a war. And I go, yeah, for your mind. Though I do not agree with the foreign government involved meddling in our speech, as Israel has, and I disagree with it completely, I am not going to say this is a formal physical declaration of war, but there's a lot of folks going, I'm ready to die, I'm ready to die, Netanyahu's coming to kill me, they killed Kirk. Haven't seen any evidence of Netanyahu doing that yet. And all I'm trying to do is cover the facts here, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you this, everything is starting to really focus in, at least in my view, on Kirk's security detail. I'm not accusing them of killing him or having a hand in it. The behavior in and around all of it according to dozens and dozens of real experts I've talked to on and off air, and then the hundreds of experts they've talked to, none of them say what we see the security people doing is anywhere normal. It's clearly highly scripted and prepared. They're clearly cleaning up and covering things up. They all had their routes ready like it was an NFL team, professionally zipping and zapping. They were all bracing right before he gets shot. You can see it, turning cameras on him. They were taking photos the second after he hits the ground of his body with the metaglasses. You know when something's scripted. That's how I saw some of those Hillary Clinton town halls, and I said, those weren't live. Those are all actors. Those are highly produced. I could take one look at them. The HD, the dust in the air, everything perfect, the way everybody was lined up. And then later it came out, it was totally scripted. On one town hall alone, she spent $10 million. Multiple days of production. It was totally fake. Totally scripted. All actors. Well, I know when something's highly rehearsed. Anybody does. But talking to security experts, it is bad. And again, people said, oh, his security is Israeli. And it turns out there was a firm he used until years ago that had done some work, like any big firm does. But the firm before that, zero work with Israel. And the group they all blamed as being his current security hasn't done stuff for him for years. And it's a Christian organization with no ties to Israel. So now all the it's Israel people had to back off, go, ooh, don't sue us. Okay, sorry. See, oh, wasn't Israeli security. So all I'm saying is, folks, we cannot just jump on things and every new theory is exactly what happened. But as we hone in more and more, as the official story falls apart, we're getting a very good idea as time goes on. And in the next few days, I will be having some guests on and maybe even sooner, going very, very deep down the rabbit hole. But I'm making phone calls, talk to people behind the scenes, find out what they know. But believe me, I'm on this like white on rice. Speaking of that, Netanyahu's at the White House. We'll go to some of the press conference as soon as that starts. But I wanted to go to the court case hearing. So this preliminary hearing, they've already arraigned him, of Tyler Robinson happening right now in Utah in court. Here it is.
Preliminary hearing. And let's bring back Josh Ritter and Donna Rotunno now. If we have them there, let's pull them up. You know, Josh, if you're there, I want to start with you. There was some discussion about waiving the preliminary hearing. The preliminary hearing is an opportunity, as Paul Morrow said, to have a mini trial. You get evidence, you can cross-examine witnesses. It's determining probable cause. What's your analysis of the defense saying we're not waiving the preliminary hearing?
I think they want to view it the evidence. I think they want to see what exactly the government has. Are they able to prove it? Another thing that happens at the prelim is it's an opportunity to see how some of these witnesses perform. So perhaps they want to see how some of these investigators perform on the stand and nail down their testimony to a specific narration and make sure that they stick to that. Put in there.
This is live. I want to go back to this in a few minutes, but. Ah, the defense is not waiving the preliminary hearing. So he supposedly confessed and didn't say anything in the arraignment, but now they want to put the official story up there. And when you do that, the timelines, as we've already talked about weeks ago, do not match up. Now, did I believe it could be a Trantifa person? Yeah, so much of this is. But as the days go on, it has fallen apart. Very, 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 very quickly, but that's just given rise to hundreds of theories. Some have good backing. Others are like, look, there's a company that makes AI sights for tanks and helicopters and now for soldiers, and that means that's what they use to kill him. And if you don't believe that, you're a traitor. It's just a frenzy of people just randomly throwing things out, and that's never what I did. I've always got accused what other people said online with theories. I would cover a few of their theories, say what I thought was true, what I didn't think was true, and then they'll come back later and say, Jones says Charlie Kirk didn't even die. Because that's been going around for really 2 weeks, just a few days after it happened, and now I've had more and more people that I consider to be credible. I mean, like, people have run, like, major operations for Army Special Operations, Navy SEALs, you name it. And we've been having meetings and going over all this stuff. And I'm not saying he didn't die. I'm just saying if the story doesn't add up, then you've got to investigate it. And it just leads all over the place. Because if you study Hollywood squibs, when they'll set one in the neck and one on the back, you'll get blowouts in both spots. And then it's you know, connected to these blood packets. They can have a lot to pump up there. You can even have like a fake neck on and do it. And I'm not saying that's what happened. But none of the ballistics match up for anything other than a high-powered air rifle. And that's what they used to kill Patton because they didn't want a bunch of sound. And then you have another bang goes off as a diversion. You can have a high-powered, well, I got Michael Yon, former Green Beret as well, come up to briefly talk about that, but he's mainly talking about the major buildup for war in the Gulf and in the Caribbean with Venezuela and others. So look for that. All hell is breaking loose. I'll give you my first approximation on the two Marines, two separate states, same day, reportedly shooting random innocent people. This is all just part of the temperature getting turned up. Because the left's out there deliberately carrying out violence, calling for violence, then denying it's them when they do it. That raises the temperature. And there's just a lot of people that are on PTSD, on a bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that the box insert says can turn you into a psychotic mass murderer, literally. And they're just going to flip out. Maybe they didn't like somebody who went to that church. Maybe they didn't like somebody who worked at that bar. Maybe, you know, the demons told them to do it. These people get your voices in their heads. But it's the reason we have a Second Amendment. And Klaus Schwab and the social engineers said they were going to create a cultural, financial environment, spiritual environment, where we become an angrier world. And I'll explain what they're doing coming up later on that subject of the angrier world. But right now, let's go back to this hearing where they did not waive the preliminary hearing. Boy, if his lawyers waived the preliminary hearing, then I would say that Tyler Robinson is in MKUltra-style program. Because those exist. Tim McVeigh was handled by the deputy head of MKUltra, Jolyon West. The Unabomber was handled by the deputy head of MKUltra, Jolyon West. His boss, Ewing Cameron, the head of the program. And it goes on and on. I mean, that, seriously. Was it Sirhan? Sirhan, too. Yeah, like, oh, hello, let me take care. The feds have attached, this is your psychiatrist. Hi, I'm Jolyon West. I ran the MKUltra program. Oh, and I also was the attending psychiatrist for Jack Rubenstein. Jack Ruby. Yeah, there he is. I mean, so. And it's real simple. They just electroshock somebody so much that they don't remember 6 months back. And by the way, it is confirmed that I shouldn't be laughing. This is all so sick. See, I always say it's coming up, so get into it. Tyler Robinson was in a CIA advanced program for college students, the CAI. That is a fact. And he had a 4.0 grade average. That's who they recruit, boys and girls. I told you that my dad wasn't recruited by the CIA. People always get that wrong. He got recruited by a DARPA program. That's above it. I mean, he was 14. And then they read him into it 4 years later, what he'd been doing. It was just, you know, medical centers. Will you do that? Will you do this? And he was like, no, I don't want to do this. So that's one reason I grew up, was my dad was telling me about all this stuff and how it all works. But if your kid's in the top of the class in your state, they're getting a visit from DARPA or the CIA, period. It's not like it's some, really cool thing or something. It's like guaranteed. So, probably thought, I mean, who knows? They probably, who knows? But the thing is falling apart very, very, very quickly. But if they weren't going to have preliminary hearings to, you know, make them show evidence and put it on, then you'd know the fix was in. It looks like he might have lawyers. I mean, maybe his brain's so wiped they want to figure out what's going on. I'm purely speculating at this point. But they run electroshock through your cerebral cortex, 3-4 minutes at high voltage. the literally steam coming out of your ears. You will not remember anything for at least 6 months. You may never remember anything again. So it's real simple. But I'm sorry I'm digressing. It's hard to stay away from the Kirk thing. It's such a whodunit ultimate deal. And we feel so terrible for Charlie. I do believe Charlie was killed. It's just that that's where all this goes now when we see ballistic stuff happening. It's so weird. And then I'm the one up here. Everyone expects to give my view on things because I am pretty well researched. And you know later, Alex Jones said Charlie Kirk is on his own private island somewhere doing great after plastic surgery. Or he lives now at Santa's workshop at the North Pole. The problem is we get lied to so much you cannot expect people to believe anything anymore. And so that's why we have to go through each theory and each thing. And then I'm like, really? Really, the whole story doesn't add up at all? And really, he worked in the highest level CIA college feeder program out of high school? Really? Wow. I mean, you can't make this up, okay? And they did anti-terrorism drills in his group. And he was a communications, hacker expert in the group. How many times did I tell you they set people up in drills? And I'm not saying this was a drill. But this is bad. This is real bad. Sorry, let's go back to the hearing with him. Go ahead.
The state, we're seeking some clarification with respect to the phrase all witnesses, Your Honor. There are a number of witnesses that have yet to be identified that will likely be used in the state's case. This occurred in front of 2,000 to 3,000 students at Utah Valley University. So we're in the process of identifying those witnesses. And so those individuals are presently unknown right now. So we're looking for a little clarification from the court. And I suppose we're not going to make any arguments today, but there may be some follow-up pleadings that we may need to file.
Thank you. Ms. Nestor, did you want to be heard about that issue?
No, Your Honor, we would defer to whatever the court wants to advise them on that matter. I mean, I think it's fairly obvious that we don't know who all the witnesses are in this case yet. I think it's just important that if anyone is identified that they have information about this order. So I think other than that, we wouldn't weigh in on any other matter.
Thank you. Well, thank you for that question. That's an important one. The court will rule that as the witnesses become known to each side, that information is conveyed to abide by this order. Obviously, there are potentially many witnesses, and so it's not the expectation that you would be able to do that up front. But as they become known, I would ask that you would inform them of this. Anything else, counsel?
Nothing from the state, nothing else, Judge.
Thank you. Ms. Nestor.
Thank you, Your Honor. We recognize that we are here today for a waiver hearing. It is not our intent to waive a preliminary hearing in this matter. We are going to be seeking that one be set. However, based largely on what the state just referred to as far as the voluminous nature of the discovery materials, we do think it would be prudent to simply reset for another conference, another waiver hearing, a little bit down the road where we have a better idea once we start seeing the discovery as it rolls in. I do recognize we're going to be getting that first batch in 5 days, but it's my understanding from our meeting today that there is massive amounts of digital that is going to be coming, and until we can kind of get our heads around exactly what we're dealing with and how much we need to process, it's going to be difficult for us to give you a reasonable expectation of when we will be ready to do the prelims. So we're asking today that we put that decision off, and maybe we could check in 30 to 60 days and just kind of let the court know where we're at and how much we're looking at and how much time we may need to set a preliminary hearing. Also, as far as a detention hearing, we are not asking the court to address that issue at this time.
All right, so this is just minutes ago. So good news, they are not waiving that at this time. If they do, then you know the fix is in. Again, I'm pretty smart, pretty well-informed, have a lot of great sources, a lot of smart people I talk to in different fields. I don't know what happened with Kurt, but about a week or so into it, I was looking at all the questions. They started really adding up. Within 2 weeks, as you know, I said, I clearly there's a cover-up. I'm not sure exactly what's going on or who's guilty or what the true story is. We're going to find out. We'll be looking into that today with Michael Yon, Green Beret, journalist, really smart fellow. But that's just part of the interview, a lot more dealing with the my sources, the Pentagon, say it's we're about to have full war in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico, Venezuela. So a first look at that, remember, Yon predicted months before we'd move into the Panama and take it, but the government wanted us there, so there was not a lot of shots fired. There was some behind-the-scenes things that went on with the Chi-Coms. They haven't been fully pushed out yet, but they've been overall put on their heels. So a lot going on. The world is moving very rapidly into a super escalatory period, as everybody knows. That's all coming up. I want to do a brief, like, five-minute interview with Kirk Elliott on silver hitting, right about to hit all-time high, gold surging. Even mainline analysts saying this is it, the squeeze is on, what that means, what that signifies for the rest of the economy. Then I'm going to get into Netanyahu declaring war on the First Amendment. Chilling video, chillingly open statement about this. I mean, again, I'm not one of these guys that just wants to all roads lead to Israel and obsess on it constantly. In fact, it gives me a headache. There's so many other issues. But with under Netanyahu, so many of the cliches about Israel trying to run the world is just true with him. I mean, this guy is out of control. And I can tell you, Trump is so sick of him. They're meeting right now. We'll see what happens at the press conference. But behind the scenes, it is not pretty. Before we go to break, we're extending this one more day. We had so many requests, and it's so good. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the guests take it. It's not hype. It's amazing. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue at theallishowstore.com, and you wanted it, buy one bottle of the capsules or buy one bottle of the liquid tincture and get one absolutely free, but it will end tonight at midnight. This is the last day. I asked them last night to extend it, and our great sponsors over at Bigley have done that. There's also the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best turmeric, the very best Shilajit, Irish sea moss. We have the very best super cardiovascular clean out booster, spike protein detox, ultimate life force. Everybody, whether you took the COVID shot or not, should be taking this at least twice a year. This is hands down the best, strongest, with all the super ingredient formulas out there. Nothing even comes close. That's why they're horse pills, and it's a giant bottle. So you'll need a big drink of water of this when you gulp it down, or you can bust the capsule open, and I guess put it in water and drink it. But it is a horse pill. So treat your body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, your heart, your lungs with love, all your organs. It is so good. It does so much. It has everything in there to supercharge your body, your cardiovascular system. Get Ultimate Life Force now, discounted at theallishowstore.com. But whatever you do, if you haven't gotten the methylene blue, you are missing out. It will change your life in every way. It is so good for you. Incredible clean energy. Get yours now. Buy one bottle, get one free. Today's the last day. Theallishowstore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theallishowstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at theallishowstore.com.
Yeah.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Trump has come out, as you know, and said he doesn't want any of the West Bank or Gaza annexed. Israel's openly taking Gaza. Netanyahu arrived about 30 minutes ago, but they're still behind closed doors looking for that press conference. I want to look at the terrible attacks reportedly by two different Marines who served in the same country at the same time, but reportedly didn't know each other, one in North Carolina and one in Michigan. Michigan, obviously, the more deadly attack. Quite a few dead, but they say that much of the church collapsed and burned, so they haven't gotten to some of the bodies. Expect that number to go up. We'll be talking about that coming up. We have got huge developments on the Ukraine war front situation. We have Trump deploying troops to different leftist hotbeds like Portland, and arresting Antifa when they attack them, and the media calling it a police state when that happens. We'll be looking at all those different stories and more. The first thing I want to look at is Netanyahu's statement less than 48 hours ago about how an eight-front war with the American right wing, that he calls not the woke right, but the Reich right, and talking about how they're going to try to censor and counter and control all of that. And that's going to create a massive Streisand effect. And if Israel thinks they've got problems and PR problems now, I predict this is going to make it a lot worse. So that's coming up. But first, I wanted to get on just for a few minutes. Only had a few minutes today, but he'll be with us on Friday to look at the waterfront. That's Dr. Kirk Elliott, an excellent economist and also the most successful gold and silver broker, the biggest with the highest, best ratings in the United States, because he has the best prices and best service. You just get it wholesale. You can check what today's wholesale is, and that's what you get it for. And no fee when you sell it back. You can't get a better deal anywhere that's real. And he is a sponsor, so I'm plugging up front, because as he predicted with precision the last really almost 2 years here on air, where silver and gold would be, silver soars to 46 as LBMA free float craters. We'll explain what that means. A tsunami of capital is about to move into gold and silver. Silver squeezes here. Inventories near total depletion. We'll explain what that means, but simply put, we're talking massive run on it. G7 may use price floors and hoarding to spur commodity demand. Morgan Stanley CIO favors 60-20-20 portfolio strategy with gold as inflation hedge, as Kirk's been predicting. Trump's moving to do that as well. China, everything Kirk predicted, basically most of it's already happened. Dr. Kirk Elliott, this is a big deal. Why is this happening? I know your phones are blowing off the wall. People think silver and gold is high now. From everything we've said, this is just the lead up. Like when a Falcon Heavy or a Starship starts taking off, it's only moving a few feet per second. And then it's moving hundreds of feet per second, then thousands of feet per second, then tens of thousands of feet per second as it goes up into space at Mach 15. So right now, I'd say the rocket is only, 1,000 feet off the ground and is going a couple hundred miles an hour. If you look at the curve, we're talking escape velocity. Is that a good analogy, Dr. Kirk Elliott?
Yeah, that's a great analogy. 3 years ago, when we started moving into silver, it was like upper 17s, literally upper 17s. Today, it's 47, right? It's like, oh my word. We're up probably 140-150% over the last few years, up over 50% year to date. And people call me all the time, Alex, and say, well, have I missed the boat, right? Am I buying at an all-time high? It's like, we're today, silver's at 47.11. We are literally about a dollar away from its all-time high. And my answer is no. It's not a bad time to buy, because people thought the same thing about gold 3 months ago when it hit its all-time high. And you know what it keeps doing? Hitting new all-time highs.
And so your predictions all come true. What happens when it breaks through this resistance floor?
There's no more technical resistance point after 48.33. So at that point, you'll see massive probably price movements, because there's no, these algorithmic traders, these high frequency traders that look at these support resistance levels and they put in automatic sell orders when you hit a resistance. There isn't any more after 48. So that's when you should start to see major strides forward. Now, from why fundamentally are we going to see silver go much higher? We've talked about numerous times, I think silver hits 67 to 75 by the end of this year. People laughed at us a little bit when I said, I think silver could hit $50 in September. Well, sure enough, we're getting really close. It's September, the end of September, and we're 47.11, and it's up a dollar today as we speak. But there's a video that you and I were talking about. If we could watch that, it's like a minute long. This is huge, and it actually tells the story about what we've been talking about for months, about London running out of silver. And this
now,
is from
that
the head
G7
of
price floors, or do you want to go to silver breakouts here?
No, silver's endgame video.
We'll play silver's endgame here in just a moment. But before we do that, for some reason the printer blurred that first video. I couldn't read it. Sorry. I want to be very clear with listeners. And a lot of you have been listening 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. 14, 13 years ago, whenever it was that the markets went down, I had been explaining that most of this is speculation. It was a good investment. It's always good to have some as an emergency. I said, I don't know when it'll go back up in the future, but I told listeners at the top, literally, I said, it's time to get out of silver and gold. And because the sponsor I had was so ethical, he was saying, yeah, I'm getting ready to sell my company. I think it's going to start going down for at least 10 years. And so I'm selling it, and you probably won't want as a sponsor, because I know you don't want to sell numismatics. And that's, you know, people were buying it. They were going to take that, you know, go that direction. He was selling it. He'd been doing, you know, the right thing like you do. And though that's why he wasn't very profitable, because there wasn't much money, being honest. But you've been able to scale up so much that you are, because the volume's so huge. That's why most people out there rip you off. Gold and silver's great, folks. The problem is that there's not a lot of profit in it when you're being competitive, so people do what they do. I liken it to a water hole in the Sahara Desert. There's all the gazelles and animals there to get water, but that's where the jackals and hyenas and lions are hunting, because that's where the food's at. You don't get that with Dr. Kirk Kelly. You know what you're getting, the highest ratings, the best prices, all cut and dry. But remember, I told everybody get out of silver and gold 14 years ago at the exact perfect time. Look it up. Go back to the shows. I haven't had a sponsor since then. It's on record. Then 2 years ago, I go, okay, who's the best? I know who Elliot is. I'll get him on. You know, boom, you agreed. It was time. It was time. So instead of playing the market where it's up a little, down a little, buy when it's low, sell when it's high like it's a stock, no, I don't do that. So I'm not up here saying I believe that it's only going to continue to explode for the last 2 years because I want you to buy it. And, oh, it's high, but we think it's going to go up a lot more. This is because I fundamentally believe this because of all the fundamentals. Okay, so it's very simple. And how often am I wrong, folks? I think you're insane if you don't get into silver and gold right now. You're going to look back at what you've seen the price go up the last 2 years, sitting on the fence every time going, oh, I'm going to wait till it goes down. I don't see that happening in any scenario, Dr. Elliott.
I don't either, not with the fundamental shifts that we're starting to see. So today, you know, silver started at 17. It's now 47. This has been just a function of supply and demand. It's been, you know, investors that don't like the capital markets. They think that stock market's overvalued. We're going to see a correction. But it's really this huge push towards solar power, electric vehicles, AI chips that have to be super fast, and cryptocurrency mining. It's caused it to go up. We haven't seen the retail investor really actually get in until just now. Like literally over the weekend, Morgan Stanley, basically, you know, over time, they've always had the 60-40 split, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. And that's how Ray Dalio's Bridgewater Fund was set up. This is like for decades, the setup. What did they say? We're going to change. The chief investment officer at Morgan Stanley said we're going to have 60% equities, 20% bonds, 20% gold. It's like, what? They went from zero to 20. It wasn't even tiptoeing into the gold market. Now, to make matters even better, right, is this morning it comes out that Gundlach, the bond king, right? That's what he's known as. He's one billionaire bond investor. He's going 25% bonds, 25% gold, 25% cash, 25% equities. It's like, what? 25% gold, right? From a guy who only focuses on bonds. So we're starting to see institutional traders, big banks move into metals. This is the first time in decades, literally half a century,
and we know we've why. Seen this kind of activity. Bigger than just silver being needed in all this, you know, construction and manufacturing, which of course is the key with gold as well. Gold is what's going to be used to be brought into these currencies to prop them up. That's all been announced. So everything you predicted 2 years ago is literally coming true in real time. Let's go to the short video, Silver's Endgame. Here it is.
We think this is the end game of what we envision for silver. If you recall, Andy, we've spoken about this quite a few times. This is what we saw as the silver squeeze you can buy into, which is really premised by a drain in London vaults, free-floating inventories of silver. We think that drain has now reached a level that is critically low, meaning that at the average pace of ETF inflows over the course of historical cutting cycles, there are probably less than 4 months remaining until the LBMA's entire free-floating inventory stockpile is depleted. That means that the risk of gaps in prices is more elevated. Liquidity is critically constrained, and every further drain from current levels should be supportive for prices and at a convex fashion, meaning faster and faster fashion.
All right. So not just universities, not just foreign governments, not just billionaires. Now the biggest hedge funds, the biggest banks are rushing into gold and silver. They know where it's going. I don't see any scenario with all the inflationary stuff we have, all of it, where gold and silver doesn't just continue on from here on out unless there's a nuclear war and civilization ends. I think this is the closest thing to a sure thing there is on the earth right now, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, well, Danny Gulley, he's not a slough, right? He's head of commodity strategy for TD, like TD Ameritrade, that Toronto Dominion Bank. So he actually said what we've been talking about for months is London is running out of silver, right? Running out. So he said in 4 months, it'll be completely depleted. What happens, Alex, when the Sonys and Samsungs and Boeings and Lockheed Martins of the world need silver to actually have a final finished product and it's gone?
They'll pay whatever they need, and that will spike price even more, and then people will start dumping their stockpiles, which will cause a amplification effect.
Yes, that's exactly right. He's actually amplifying everything that we've talked about. London running out, now COMEX starting to run out. This is where the people that own get to sell into that strength when the manufacturers of the world are going to need it and will pay any price possible to get it.
Yeah, but I predict it's going to shoot up so high, people won't want to sell, and it's going to make it even shoot up higher.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, price floors are another thing. The G7 nations just met. You know, you had the UN General Assembly in New York last week, but same time, G7 nations meeting, they want to combat China, you know, basically wanting to control the rare earth materials and commodities around the world. So what are they proposing? They're floating the idea to put a price floor on commodities to help the Western nations combat China. So the analysts are now saying price floor. That could drive copper up to $9, which is huge. I mean, that's massive. But silver up to $144 an ounce. So those of you who think that you missed the boat from silver going from 17 to 47, that's maybe up 150%. 47 to 144 is like another tripling.
So if people want to listen to you 2 years ago or 21 months ago when you first came on, how much is silver up and gold up in 22 months?
Oh, well, probably pushing 70 to 100%, depending on when you got in. I mean, it's massive. I was just sitting at home doing some research over the weekend, looking at clients' portfolios. All of our clients, except for the ones who got in over the last 2 weeks, are at a profit position because they bought bullion. You know, 40 to 120% growth. We're talking about widows who put in $500 to people who contributed like $10 million. I mean, and they're doubled. They're like 20 million now. This is the crazy thing. And I was also looking and I was just floored and flabbergasted. One of our clients has invested 61 times with us. It's like, you don't do that unless you know that you've got a good value.
Here's the bottom line with listeners. I could make 5 times more money a month having a shyster on that sells people numismatics, and my listeners love me enough, but I guess they wouldn't if I did that, that I would make all this money. That is insane. I don't have to even think about it, selling out to that. But it frustrates me that so many people are out there getting ripped off. People need to go to kepm.com/gold right now, call up, get a free consultation, and you can roll over financial instruments. They're the place to do it. The highest ratings everywhere, folks, because they are the best. I only treat you like I want to be treated. My system, my life is very simple. What are the best supplements that I know are the highest rated? We get them, we private label them, we sell them to you. You know, what's the, everything with me, what's the information? What's the most accurate? I want to be truthful. I want to be accurate. I do my homework. This is a no-brainer, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3100. And the surge is on. Usually they answer right away. They may have to call you back in a few hours, maybe even tomorrow, because Kirk was telling me this is the biggest rush he's ever seen. It's only intensifying. 720-605-3900, because all those people that have been sitting on the fence waiting and listening, and now they understand, oh, yeah, we better get in now. 720-605-3900, kepm.com/gold. Dr. Elliott, we'll talk to you Friday. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. See you, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm bankrupt. and I don't have any money to speak of, and that's fine. I got a car, I got a house, that's my exempt assets. The bad guys can't get that. They've been trying, suing me just for harassment value, lying and saying, he owes us money, he won't give us money. Meanwhile, they admit in court filings, they don't want money, they want me off the air. That's okay. I don't care about that. I got my crew, I got the people, and even if they shut this down, they got another hearing Friday in federal court trying to shut us down. We got backups. We got new people like Kirk Kelly that's going to be a sponsor with a new network that I don't own. I just work for the network, and they can piss up a rope. It makes me more happy to fight and not have money for a ski boat I never used or 100-and-something acres out in the middle of nowhere I never had time to go to. Literally, not, I'm happier. I never had a ton of money, but I'm actually happier with almost nothing because the things I had were a hassle, and I could just care less about it. What I care about is freedom and defeating the globalists. But I do need money to fund this operation and to go 20 hours a day live and build the new studios that our sponsors and things are building. We already built some, but a lot bigger being built. Let's leave it at that. We have only begun to fight, but that's only because of your support at thealexjonesstore.com and, of course, with our sponsors like Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. Now, speaking of that, I just call balls and strikes. And there are people out there that say Israel can do no wrong, and there are people out there that says anything that ever happens in the world is Israel. Well, Israel's got different governments, different leadership, some good, some bad. But with Netanyahu in power on and off 25 years, funding and helping create Hamas, but funding it, standing down October 7th, heavily involved in 9/11, heavily involved with AIPAC manipulating our internal politics and systems, it just goes on and on. And so now over the weekend, he comes out speaking to a group of influencers, and he says, yeah, there's an eight-front war we're opening up in America to go after the anti-Israel right wing, and he basically calls them Nazis. And obviously he's speaking about information war, but he needs to clarify this because with all the people saying Israel is doing all these domestic assassinations, and Israel has an international history of that, as most big governments do. This is being taken as a declaration of physical war, and this could really stir some people up to take physical action. Or now he can know what he's doing. They're doing that, priming it up for a false flag to be blamed on the American right wing to then censor the internet even more, which Tucker Carlson 6 months ago, when I was last on his show, predicted and warned of. So this is a serious situation, and he knows he's turning the heat up. Netanyahu's not stupid. So this statement is put out there so it can be seen both ways. But on the one end, it's bad enough. Hey, we're going to censor more. We're going to shut down our enemies. You know, Larry Ellison, you know, total pro-Israel. You know, and I don't think Larry Ellison overall is a bad guy. He's definitely a tech lord and all these other things, but he has backed Trump. My issue is now they're taking it from the Chi-Coms and giving it to him. We'll see. Will I be allowed back on TikTok? Well, this doesn't sound good for anybody here. And that's on the good end. It's horrible. Is he talking about physical, you know, war with his statement? So very escalatory by Netanyahu. Here it is.
So something I would like to raise, which was actually my first published paper, was how you and the Likud party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination, who was a big mentor of mine, who's my first mentor in the space, evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel? What's our backup plan to be strong like outside of the diaspora?
Thank you. Christian influencers. Okay. You said, you talked about the woke right. And you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're lunatics. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast money of governments vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance, to that that community. They're very important. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one? What's the other one that's most important?
X.
That's very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight, okay? To give direction to the Jewish people and give direction to our non-Jewish friends or those who could be our Jewish our friends. Are we going to succeed with everyone? No. Will there be a strong counterpoint? Yes.
So I take that as InfoWar, and I take that as Israel's getting beat up right now everywhere, which it is. Most unpopular country in the world now in Gallup polls. But the way the internet's taking it is, oh, you mixed in drones and stuff, you're threatening us. So he knows exactly what he's doing. Whoa, we're getting TikTok and we need to get X, meaning control of it and censorship. Well, I know this. I've had the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these groups affiliated with the leftist Jewish lobby trying to destroy me for years, and I've not made it about the Jewish people or Israel. I've tried to have the moral high ground here and just promote freedom across the board for everybody because I love everybody. But you have this perfect storm of the left wanting censorship and now the Israel lobby wanting it. We hear Trump talking about always pro-free speech, but then we see some of the legislation and actions against people that criticize Israel being very, very serious. So that is not going to make this go away. It's only going to make this bigger. And so just get ready for a lot of wild stuff to happen. I'm going to get more into this later. In fact, I'm going to come back right now with Elijah Schaefer so you can see the other side of people. Elijah's a good guy, but he's really took the bait on this and goes completely hysterical, implying Netanyahu's coming to kill him. And I don't think you can glean that from this.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it, too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas, have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theallyshowstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
With Netanyahu, a foreign government openly saying, you know, we're coming in, we're getting control of TikTok, we're going to try to control of X, we're going to, you know, shut down the woke Reich. And there is an alliance between the super right wing, whatever you call it, it's trendy left, and Islam. And it's just because I don't like a lot of stuff Israel does, it's not mean I'm in bed with Islam. But, and I like Elijah Schaefer. I've known him for many years. He comes to the show. I want to go on his show. He should come on. And he is just in this video hysterical. It's a long video. I'll probably play the whole thing. Acting like Netanyahu's physically coming after him. And I guess he could get that from that because there's this background that Netanyahu killed Charlie Kirk with no evidence. It's now confirmed the security firm, no Israeli ties. People just made that up. And I'm not here to be an apologist for Netanyahu, for heaven's sakes, but I just don't make mistakes on purpose. I've made plenty of mistakes. But this is just out of control. They're set to have a press conference soon. That's coming up. But let's go to some of Schaefer flipping out.
Benjamin Netanyahu, he's the prime minister of Israel, and he just declared war on sovereign U.S. citizens verbally in front of cameras and said that he's going on an eighth front war against people that think like me, people that think like you. He's going to war against Americans. Now, don't consider me shocked that our government doesn't care about the hypocrisy here. But when a foreign leader declares war, says he's going to war with the woke Reich or America First Patriots, he's going to fight us, try to get rid of us, I take that as a threat of violence. I take it as a threat to my sovereignty, to my safety. And I want to let you know that I take that seriously. So Israel has declared war on American patriots, okay? So take that into your mind here for a second. So now we are at war. So next time someone accuses you of being an anti-Semite or, you know, anti-Jewish or, you know, Israel first or whatever, the stupid bullshit you to cope with the fact that they can't accept that Israel occupies our government because they don't want to lose their paychecks. Remember, the prime minister of Israel just declared war on you, okay? My answer to that is, you stupid bitch. You challenge accepted. I don't give a shit. You're Jewish influencers, Emily Austin, these people that you bought out, they sold their soul for some stupid money. They hate America. They hate our founders. My family founded the United States of America, okay? With millions of others who have established and built up a generational empire that is our inheritance. And these Jewish Israeli bastards have come in and they've bought people out. They've blackmailed the ones they couldn't buy out. And they'll shoot and kill the ones that they can't control. Remember that. There are things that we know that we can't say publicly due to legal threats, but they will kill you if they cannot control you. And challenge accepted, bitch. I'm like a lot of people in this world. A lot of people in this world are getting sick and tired of having to tiptoe around this issue. We're calling this issue globalists and Frankists, international cabal, bankers, corporatism, greed, corruption, when it's literally just powerful Zionists and Zionist Jews that are literally f***ing with the world, taking control of our benevolence and ruining our nations. And pretty much every issue traces back to these people. Look at Islam, for instance. Oh, well, you know, Islam is a threat to the West, you know? Yeah, it is. It's a huge threat, actually, especially in Europe.
So let's stop there. He just said he thinks that Israel's going to basically shoot, I guess, him. He takes it as a physical threat. Oh, there's stuff we know, but we can't tell you. Well, I mean, if you've got proof Israel killed Charlie Kirk, give it to us, Elijah. In fact, I want to get Elijah on. I want to hear the proof. I mean, again, folks, we're all getting in each other's throats. We need to turn the temperature down. There's so many complex issues that go into this, but regardless, this is all getting out of control. And Netanyahu needs to go. It's real simple. He needs to go bye-bye.
Well, I'm a tin foil hat wearing neat eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so on the heels of Benjamin Netanyahu this weekend saying we need to wage war on our detractors, we need to censor them, we need to shut them down. And there's many wars, but the main war, the eighth war, is in social media. Clearly, he's talking about social media censoring, controlling, buying up TikTok with a big pro-Israel guy, Larry Ellison, and trying to get Control X. That's bad enough. But the internet immediately said, oh my God, he just threatened to kill anybody that they can't silence. And I played Elijah Schaefer, who's a nice guy, and I guess he's legitimately scared, saying, I feel like this is a threat. You know, I feel like they're coming to kill us. I mean, the temperature on this has turned up so high, and you should not have a foreign leader organizing censorship and control in our country. That's a form of election meddling and so much more. We heard all about how Russia is supposedly doing it, and Russia tries, but is futile compared to China, the UK, the EU, big black rock groups, Hollywood, all of it. So, oh, it's illegal if the Russians get involved domestically ever in the media in any way. But when you have Netanyahu openly out there saying it, to me, that's the big issue, and that's what he said. He did not say, we're coming to kill people. And I just use Schaefer. I'm not singling him out because I can't play 100 of these. I mean, I literally, without looking, have seen hundreds of videos of prominent journalists, talk show host pundits. Netanyahu's coming to kill us. Because, you know, we all know Netanyahu killed Charlie Kirk without evidence. And I'm a traitor on the Israeli payroll for saying that. And so by extension now, he says this, and so he's coming to kill everyone. And the temperature is up so high. I have all sorts of people I've had on as guests. I don't even look for it. I mean, like I'm saying, just here, there. You piece of crap, Alex. We know you're on the Israeli payroll. We're going to get you too. You know, on and on and on. And I'm just like, wow. Wow. Because I haven't seen evidence. I'm like, whoa, Candace Owens says so. I like Candace Owens. If she thinks that's where the evidence is going, fine. I'm not saying you got to believe what I believe. But I'm the guy that really wants to get it right. And I've been on the air 30 years plus. I have been blamed time and time again for what the internet and other people say. All I do is have them on or entertain the idea and war game it, and then I get accused of the theory that turns out to not be accurate. So that's another thing. I covered the Sandy Hook theories that were already viral before I ever covered them, and then I become the guy that did them, and then they exaggerate and lie about what happened, peeing on graves. None of that happened. Not by me, my listeners, or anybody. So I guarantee you some of these people out there are going to find out. Because they said, oh, is an Israeli firm that killed Kirk, and then it turns out never had an Israeli firm. Had a firm years ago that had done some work for Israel, but the one they accused of it had never done work for Israel. Now he had a whole nother group doing it that was his buddies that he'd worked for over a decade, who he gave the contract to, and they formed their own security firm. I actually have all the statements, the documents, the court filings. It's all right here. I'll get to it later. But now you notice everybody that accused Israel of running security, like, oh, we're sorry. Okay, because the security firm's like, we're going to sue you. We haven't done a security in 3 years, and we never worked for the Israelis. But they just said the name of the group and just accused them, like the current group. It's just his buddies, people he's known for over a decade. Oh, this guy shot him under the arm. You know, turns out it's a cell phone. This guy had a camera gun. No, it's a bottle of water. So, but each new theory, we've got to believe and say that's it, or we work for Israel. Now, you get to the gun being disassembled and the timeline not adding up, and the supposed shooter being in a CIA program that feeds into the CIA directly with a 4.0 grade average, and all it's not looking good. So I said last week, I don't believe the official story and there's a cover-up. General Flynn said that on the show. But he said, I don't know exactly what's going on. That's the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. So get that straight. I don't know who killed Kirk. I don't know if the supposed shooter took part or wasn't even involved. I don't know, and you don't know. If you do, please explain it to me, because all I want to do is report the facts. Just like Netanyahu did not say he's going to kill people in America. He said there are different types of warfare, like drones, this and that, but the most important is informational social media. It's an info war. Believe me, I know what he's talking about, because I've been accused countless times of wanting violence, because the broadcast is called Info Wars. That is the technical name of information warfare battles. I use it with the weapon of truth. There's called white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. Propaganda just means to propagate, like throwing seeds out. It has a bad connotation, but no. White propaganda is true. Gray propaganda is partially true, but disinfo being used for something else. Black propaganda is, Charlie Kirk said stone gaze. Charlie Kirk said blacks can never fly airplanes. You want to see compilations of what he actually said? He said, of course there's great black pilots. Of course there's great women pilots, but there's not enough of a pool. They need to go out and recruit them and get them into training programs, because you can't take someone who's untrained and lower standards just because you want women and blacks in it, which is totally true. It's like saying, you know, we need more Asians in the NFL. Well, most Asians don't get into football for whatever reason, don't try out for it, don't get involved. I'm sure if you went out and recruited more Asians into, you know, sports when they were kids and got them in, you'd have more Asians. But it's like, It's insane, ladies and gentlemen, but that's black propaganda to say Trump said the KKK are really fine people. He said the KKK are not very fine people, but they don't show you the video. They lie. People finally see the video and they go, what? So that's all I'm trying to say here. So, but here's what I'm hitting now. You got Ehud Barak, who was the prime minister of Israel before Netanyahu. And you got all his emails leaking a few days ago and people climbing through them, and it's Bill Gates and it's all of them at the island and the Clintons and all this. And then there's emails about Ehud Barak wanting to attend a conference to see if they can pitch something to Elon Musk. No direct contact with Musk or even his secretary. And they go, and then Sky News, the Fox News, it's owned by Fox, goes, Elon is in the Epstein list. That's because Fox doesn't like him. The globalists don't like him. And the headlines, ooh, Elon's in it. Out of these hundreds of thousands of emails, hey, we ought to go to this conference and see if we can try to pitch Elon with something. They never got a hold of him, never talked to him, any of it. I know Elon Musk way better personally than Ehud Barak does, because he doesn't know him. So that's the reality of all the disinfo and how it's operating. Meanwhile, we have feeder groups. George Soros' right-hand man, Howard Rubin, has been arrested for running a sex trafficking operation out of a penthouse turned BDSM sex dungeon. Rubin is a retired Wall Street executive who managed funds for Soros And he had all these different sex dungeons, and the media's like, well, you know, Shades of Grey, whatever. People are allowed to do whatever they want. 50 Shades of Grey. No. They literally tricked women in and then basically kidnapped them, drugged them. I mean, even if you believe the stuff about Bill Cosby, this makes him look like an angel. I think Cosby might have done some stuff or whatever, but I mean, this is in the emails and text messages about torturing women, threatening them, saying they're going to kill them with hitmen if they don't. And this is par for the course with these globalists, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, it's all hooked into Epstein-style stuff. That's what these predators are into. So here's a local newscast on it, and then an internet broadcaster reads over the indictment, does a really good job analyzing it, then we'll shift into our other stories. But this is the type of stuff that Netanyahu wants shut down, because you have that high-level DOJ investigator who was ran the Epstein case going back 20 years ago for 5 years. He's 20 years old. Who interviewed the victims, the documents, all of it, the girls getting raped on the planes, everything. Trump was never anywhere around it, never involved, but he says, his sources say Trump made a deal with the CIA to basically blackmail the Democrats with it, which I said back when this all broke. I said, when Trump gets in, will he either use it to control them, or will he go ahead and just burn the whole house down? And now you see and I don't even agree with that choice morally, but that's what it is. How many times did I tell you, even when he was president-elect, that the decision had been made to go with the leverage angle? And now it came out again. I was right again. So that's what's going on here. And they also peppered the files they left behind with made up stuff about Trump to be a little bit of an incentive, too, for him to go ahead and just listen to Ratcliffe and the CIA and Deep Six this thing. And then I warned the White House, and I warned everybody. And I talked to Roger, and he knew about it. He was like, I know, I'm telling them. I said, they will twist that and turn that back around on Trump. And sure as hell, they did. And Charlie Kirk called me 6 weeks ago, last time I talked to him, thanking me for putting pressure on Trump to reverse course and stop the cover-up. So they said, we all agree with you, and I know other witnesses come out of TPSA, and Kirk sent it behind the scenes, everybody. So that was my last conversation with him. So we're going to look at some very important geopolitical developments. U.S. is getting ready to go to war, already is, in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico, how that ties in geopolitically with Michael Yawn, who's on the other side of the planet right now. But first, here's a couple of news breakdowns on more of the sick underbelly of the satanic twisted elite. Here it is.
Breaking news, Contessa.
Money manager Howard Rubin has been arrested in Connecticut on federal charges of sex trafficking women. A 10-count indictment charges Rubin and his longtime personal assistant Jennifer Powers with recruiting, coercing, and forcing women for commercial sex acts, transporting the women in interstate commerce. The Department of Justice says Rubin took those women to a Manhattan penthouse apartment that had been converted to a sex dungeon, also to luxury hotels, and then tortured women beyond their consent, including electrocution. It's a fairly detailed prosecution claim here. Prosecutors say the pair forced those victims then to sign non-disclosure agreements that put financial consequences on them if they told. Rubin's charged with bank fraud connected to financing his assistant's Texas mortgage. Now, sex trafficking convictions could carry a life sentence here. Rubin also was sued in 2017 by three models who say that he raped them and was ordered to pay millions of dollars for that. Rubin had worked for many Wall Street firms, including Salomon Brothers, Bear Stearns, Merrill Lynch, and also for George Soros. So we're just getting those details right now from the Department of Justice, and we'll continue to pursue more information, Carl.
Contessa, thank you for that. Contessa Brewer.
An ultra-wealthy New York financier and his female accomplice have been charged with trafficking women to his Central Park lair to abuse them. And no, I am not talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm standing here on 57th Street, across the street from just one of the places where New York financier Howard Rubin has been accused of torturing women for at least a decade. He did so here in a soundproof room filled with electrical shock equipment he called the dungeon. Now, I can see all of you guys going to the comments right now being like, BDSM isn't a crime, microphone. phone, man. The way he did it absolutely was. Here's how it went. He would get his assistant, Jennifer Powers, seen here with her DJ husband, disgusting, to go online and find women, many of them desperate and on the verge of homelessness, and promise them cash for agreeing to spend a night in the dungeon. Once they got here, they were given alcohol, and after they were sufficiently inebriated, they would be handed a blank NDA that they had to sign. After they signed that, they were given Valium, so they would basically be out of it, and then taken to Howard Rubin's dungeon to find out what his kink was. His kink is less of a kink and honestly reads more like Mexican drug cartel level torture. His big thing was electric shocks. Particularly, he liked to tie women to a cross and electrocute their genitals. There was a safe word. If you said it, he just kept going. A lot of women passed out because of this. We confirmed some of this from texts that Jennifer Powers sent to Rubin, saying things like, I can only imagine what you did to her on that cross. Did you shock her? And then he responded with, yeah, of course, and then complained that the electrocution device needs more power. In another text that Rubin wrote talking about a victim, he said, she hates it, but she's so desperate. We've got to make her cry, 3 exclamation points. And in another text, he says, I don't care if she screams, a laughy face emoji. This is going to be fun. He did a bunch of other torture stuff. One woman was only able to escape after she slipped out of the restraints and bit him. After the women left, Rubin would tell them that he was going to hire a hitman to kill them if they ever told anyone, or he would try to talk himself out of it. A thing he would do is that he would tell them that RAPE is natural and cite the movie Beauty and the Beast to prove that. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I feel like I missed that part. He definitely looks like a beast, so maybe the metaphor works. But Powers was the one who had to do cleanup. He would often get texts the morning after from Rubin that said things like, it got very rough, Jen. We need to be very, very nice, very important, trust, very important. I think it's very important he goes to jail, but we will see. He was already taken to civil court in 2017 for torturing women, and he's a very powerful man, because I've left out this part. He made a lot of money as a portfolio manager for the George Soros Investment Fund. People aren't going to like that. Prosecutors just say he's extraordinarily wealthy. They don't know where all the money is hidden. They know there's about 70 or so million hidden somewhere in the Cayman Islands. Also, the prosecutors say that there's other unnamed co-conspirators who helped do this crime with him. Who knows who those people are? And they say that there's dozens of other women that are going to come forward. So keep following this channel, because welcome to the tip of the iceberg, folks.
James O'Keefe.
Shout out to James
it's
O'Keefe.
Kidding, James O'Keefe, man. These guys, the way they do things. But let me tell you, he is... they're very good at what they do. How they get these dates and whatever places they focus on, they're phenomenal at what they do. So here's Glenn Prager. No relation to Dennis, but Glenn Prager, Jeffrey Epstein's investigator, Department of Justice, is being interviewed on September 8th, asked questions. And you have to see what he says about Clinton, Epstein, and Trump. Listen to this, folks.
It's not talked about yet, but it's soon come out that he was a CIA. He was a CIA. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. He's not protecting himself, because there's nothing there, but he's protecting a lot of people.
Because Trump's now saying it's a hoax, that the case is like a hoax or something like that. Come on, you know it's not a hoax. He's been on the plane many times. It's just he was never on the plane with kids.
Bingo.
I've seen the itineraries, and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an instance where Trump was on a plane with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And a rape occurred.
Boom.
But that can't be said for Clinton.
Wow.
That can't be said for others.
Wow.
Clinton was on the plane.
Wow.
Overheard at Phoenix Airport on September 8th, 2025, a senior Justice Department investigator who personally worked on the Epstein case tells all. Glenn Prager, who has reviewed Epstein itineraries and has interviewed Epstein's victims, drops a bombshell. He says that the DOJ did not want to go after Epstein because he's a CIA asset, that the evidence from his investigation confirms that Bill Clinton was present for alleged rapes on the Lolita Express, and that President Trump was not present for the rapes that Glenn Prager investigated, but that he is protected.
All right, we got a lot Michael Yon on with us. We need to get him on for a couple hours soon, but he is overseas right now. He's a former Green Beret, the most famous living combat reporter, also amazing journalist, and broke here months before it became official that the U.S. had basically taken over Panama. And he was telling me this morning, we talked very early this morning, that clearly the U.S. is already getting on a war footing in the Gulf of Mexico and in the Caribbean with Venezuela destroying these boats. It's now leaked that they're planning to start striking drug manufacturing facilities inside Venezuela. What will Venezuela's response be to that? Will Trump make a deal to not stand with Taiwan with Xi Jinping, as we're hearing? What's the latest on the Ukraine-Russia escalation and Trump's statements. And then also, I'm going to get his take before he leaves on the Charlie Kirk official story. There isn't one former special operations person I know, Green Beret, Delta Force, Navy SEAL, anybody, FBI agent, ballistic experts, that buys any of it. I was talking to Jan. He's not sure exactly what's going on, but none of it adds up. Now we know the supposed shooter that was in a hearing today was in this very elite CIA feeder group run by the CIA in high school and college, a 4.0 grade average. So this is not looking good. We'll cover it all with Michael Yon on Twitter at Michael_YON, MichaelYon.com, MichaelYon.locals.com. We only got about 4 minutes to break. Sorry I got you on late, but I had to get to that. First, let's talk about the war footing, the situation we see that you've been predicting for years in the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean.
Yeah, and speaking of CIA and all that, you know, the last time I was in Texas, I left maybe a couple of months ago, and I was flying back to Japan. I'm in Thailand now, actually, and I connected at the LAX airport there in Los Angeles, and there in the business class lounge was Dave Petraeus, former director of CIA. I know Dave Petraeus pretty well. I walked up to him, and I was like, Dave Petraeus, what are you doing here? You know, business class lounge. You know, he works for KKR, Kohlberg, Kravis, and Roberts. I'm surprised he's not on the little jet, right? And, because he works for KKR, and he's one of the biggest globalists in the world. And, we talked about, Eric Carrilla, our mutual acquaintance, who was commander of CENTCOM at the time, busy over there, bombing Iran and that sort of thing. And, this is just, you mentioned the other day about Dave Petraeus talking with the former Al-Qaeda guy as if they're buddies now. So I messaged to Petraeus. I'm like, basically, what's up with this? I said, are you all right? And, he messaged back, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. That sort of thing. I wonder how many of our top commanders have actually been brainwashed in some way and just like totally taken off the reservation. I don't know if they started that way or what, but they're clearly gone. Quite a few of them are. But in any case, you mentioned CIA and that kind of popped into my mind. But when it comes down to, the Gulf of Mexico, Panama, that sort of thing, the reason I'm even in Thailand right now is all related to this. It's not, these aren't separate components that are disparate from each other. For instance, I'm constantly down in Panama, on the Panama Canal, the Darien Gap, or down at the
Yes,
Strait
we know
of
you're everywhere, and you predicted everything. So right. What are you expecting? What are you predicting now? What's the timeline, and how do you expect Venezuela to respond?
Well, I think we'll end up in a war. I mean, obviously, because, keep in mind, China and Russia and Iran are closely related with Venezuela. And by the way, China is slowly taking Panama.
They have major alliances. So we're already in a proxy hybrid war going into hot war is what you're saying.
Clearly. I've been saying that for quite a while. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, all the indicators are there. Obviously hitting the drug boats or whatever is just, nonsense. On the larger scale, this is, the Monroe Doctrine is long gone. I mean, we went a couple of years ago or maybe a year and a half ago over to Bahamas because China has a big port right off the coast of Florida, right? They run some of our ports, Hutchison ports, right? And they're moving hard on Antigua. They're moving hard in all over, Central America. You go down to Argentina, it's the same thing. The Chinese are slowly using a strategy of just becoming the next place. For instance, I'm in Thailand now. Next door in Laos, they've been working on a train system, and China's doing the normal debt traps, and they're, Laos can't keep up with the payments, and now China wants to have a large area around the train infrastructure that they're building in Laos. They're doing similar down in Cambodia, which is right next door. They're doing similar over next door in Myanmar as well, right? Thailand is still holding their ground because Thailand is actually, I had tea, about 10 days ago or so with the former prime minister.
Hold on, let's talk about what you told me this morning. It's all interconnected. It means all the forces are lining up. There's North Korean troops fighting in Ukraine, 100,000 of them. It's all escalating very quickly. It all ties together. We'll explain what's coming next with Michael Yon. Stay with us. And every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Michael Young is a former Green Beret and probably the most well-traveled research journalist in the world about the different power blocks, what they're doing. But they're all lined up now. Everything's coming to a boiling point. Conflicts are expanding, not just in Ukraine and Russia, but in the Caribbean, in Central South America, in the Gulf of Mexico, everywhere. He was giving you an overview, and I want you to be able to get into that. But just focusing in first, on Trump gearing up, floating the idea to start bombing inside Venezuela. Obviously, when you say blowing up the drug boats, it's just a stunt because the Coast Guard captures them all the time and then gets the intel, which is even better. But this is Trump just getting everybody ready for direct strikes, as I said, when this started over a month ago. Now they admit that. So from your information, your sources, and I've got mine, what are they gearing up for? What should we expect? And what do you think Venezuela is going to do? Because this is going to be a real war, as you said on the phone with me this morning. I'd like you to really focus in on that for a few minutes.
Well, you know, there's energy off Guyana, and people are really, they've got their eye on that energy. And, of course, these wars are all about routes and resources. They're always about routes and resources. And that's what this is about. And you have China that wants that energy, and Russia wants a piece of it. And, of course, Iran is all tight with Venezuela, as is Cuba, right, and Nicaragua, right? The Venezuelans have a lot of options. They're just one player of many. As you know, when you go to war, you don't go to war with one group. You go to war with the entire tribe, right? And in this case, the tribe is all over the world. You've got, you know, of course, Russia. You've got the SCO and, you know, the whole group that are all across Asia and whatnot. This won't be local just in Venezuela. And not to mention the fact that Venezuela is huge. It's massive. We don't have the military force to do much to it other than bomb it into oblivion, which we could do that. But, you know, the people will squirt out, right, probably through the Darien Gap again. And you know, they flooded us with millions of people from the region, not just Venezuela, but all, you know, all through South America. And they can certainly facilitate bringing entire shiploads of people, Camp of the Saints style, right up to Florida beaches. And, you know, the United States hasn't shown a willingness or let's say enough testosterone to push that back. You know, because seriously, United Nations is still in existence. United Nations should have been gone within 24 hours of Trump taking office. We got to get rid of those people, right? They got a headquarters down there in Panama City. Any war that we get involved in, United Nations will be directly involved in killing our troops. They'll be supplying intelligence against us. They'll be supplying everything under the sun against us, right? And they got a headquarters in New York, right? They got a headquarters in Manila as well. They've got headquarters all over the place, right? And so we've got to take out United Nations. Those are one of our prime enemies. We haven't even touched them. I mean, they're still operating perfectly. We've got all the components that were causing the invasion through the Darien Gap before, such as HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, Catholic Charities is not down in Darien. They're down in Mexico and Texas and whatnot. But, you know, the Doctors Without Morals, all those guys, they're all down there still in Panama. In other words, the Darien Gap can start up again bigger than it's ever been. They continue to work on that road from the Darien Gap across to Colombia. They're working on it night and day. The Bridge 4, by the way, is under construction over the Panama Canal that the Chinese are building. That bridge, which I get reports on it constantly, is, you know, they're working on it. They've stepped up the efforts recently, so you can see the bridge is coming together quite quickly. That bridge lands right at one of the ports that BlackRock tried to take on the Pacific side near Balboa. That's a Hutchison port that China controls. They control two ports in Panama. There's more than two ports, but there's two that are the most important on each side. One's on the Caribbean side, the Atlantic side, and the other is on the Pacific side. China controls both of those ports. Those are vital ports. They don't actually control the canal. They control those ports. And the railway between those ports is actually vital as well. But not to go into that. But at the end of the day, Panama is vital terrain for the United States. It's one of the top seven maritime routes in the world. This is all about routes.
Absolutely. And you were the one that been down there for years saying it was coming and that Trump needed to go in. And with soft power, we basically had pushed the Chinese out to a great extent, though there's still things happening. But then you said next is Venezuela. So it's here. How do you expect this to pop off? I predicted months ago, I said next he'll start saying he's going to bomb inside Venezuela. What do you think's going to happen? I think it'll be more than just migrant flows. They might launch domestic terror attacks or domestically. They might attack ships, you know, using covert crime groups. Or will Venezuela be smart enough to sit there and take it and just use it as a PR win that they're under attack by the great Satan? If they make a move back against the U.S., then I think the United States is going to go in and take out Maduro. think Panama invasion 2.0. I saw the so-called Venezuelan militia, 400-pound women. It didn't look too impressive. Maybe they've got some military that I'm not aware of, but they seem more like a paramilitary oppressor. And look, let's talk about 1898, William McKinley. This is the type of point, and Trump, you know, fashions himself after that. We know LBJ did the Gulf of Tonkin non-event to officially bring us into the Vietnam War. But I don't think Trump would be aware of it. But I do think at this point the Pentagon might blow up one of our ships. Hopefully nobody's on board like the Maine, and use that as a full pretext for war. Michael Yon, what do you think?
Well, first, very important. We have not pushed China out of Panama at all. They continue to grow over that like kudzu. Bottom line. I mean, if you're in Panama City right now watching this, go to the malls on the weekends. You'll see they're filled with Chinese.
No, I understand their soft power, but Texas, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm explaining where I mean. The government made a deal with us. They agreed that they want to partner with us. That's a first step. And I understand they've still got their operatives on the ground. And that's what Hexa said. Will take us some time to push them out. How is that going?
They're not pushed out. I mean, they're the Chinese are continuing to come into Panama. And remember, the way that they do this is they just become you, right? That's an old strategy. It's nothing new. I could talk about this for hours, but I won't, obviously. But the Chinese are, their strategy is full force. It's coming. And we have not done anything at all to push them out of, that's just information war. The idea that China is pushing back, they're building that bridge right now over the bridge four, right next to the Thatcher Ferry Bridge, which we finished in 1962. The Chinese are building a fourth bridge right now as we speak. And I mean, I'll take you down there, Alex.
I understand there's a fight going on down there. So what is Trump's point in targeting Venezuela? What is the point in that? That's kind of the center of the spoke in the region, though, right?
Well, Venezuela is important. Again, that energy off of Guyana's, you know, and Venezuela's got a lot of energy as well. This is about routes and resources, right? This doesn't have anything to do with drugs. That's irrelevant. That's just causes belly, right? This is about routes and resources. And remember, this is very important. China and Russia and Iran have very close relationships with Venezuela. They build drones there in Venezuela. They've been doing that for years. I think I mentioned it on your show maybe, I don't know, 2 years ago.
No, you didn't. Michael, I totally agree with you. What I'm asking is, what is the point to Trump's policies then, and what do you think you should be doing?
I don't know what the point of his policies are, because I can't make heads or tails out of them, right? He hasn't defunded the United Nations yet, which is the first thing I would do if I was president would be free the January 6th people, that sort of stuff. That would have been the first few hours. And then I would have defunded the United Nations first day, right? They're still completely active. I'm not sure who's a greater danger to the United States. And I'm not saying this flippantly. United Nations or China? I mean, you know, that's a big thing to state. Or Israel. I mean, they're a huge threat to the United States. That's crystal clear, right? I mean, they're drawing us into a war with Iran that we don't need.
By the way, let's talk about that. Normally, when Trump meets with a foreign leader, they just meet 20 minutes, maximum 30, and they have their press conference because it's already agreed upon. Trump, from my sources that have been in the room, has been really mad at Netanyahu for a while, but politically acts friendly on the surface. Though now he's making some statements about, you know, you better make a deal. You better not try to annex Gaza or the West Bank. They've been behind closed doors now for 2 hours, and everybody waiting at the press conference. What do you think we're about to hear when they come out?
I don't know. And these generals being recalled to have their big talk there, you know, it's all obviously related. At the end of the day, though, I mean, you know, I used to be a significant supporter of Israel. That has changed. It took time. I'm sorry. I was slow to catch up. But I did finally catch up with, you know, I was born in the South. I was raised that we got to defend Israel. And finally, after so much time downrange, I said, okay, wait a minute. Who's the enemy here, right? I mean, seriously, 9/11, why the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan? I spent 2 years in each of those countries, 4 years. We invaded those countries because they're on the border of Iran, right? And if we had been able to, if we had succeeded in those wars, we could have built up armies. This is a normal strategy in war. You build up armies and then you use those to attack Iran, right? Then we would control somebody would control the Strait of Hormuz, which is amazingly
important. Well, the CIA already did that with Saddam Hussein in the 1980s with the Iran-Iraq war.
Right. And imagine, though, had that succeeded now, and had we done something and taken Iran, we would then control the Strait of Hormuz, right? Or let's say the Zionist would. And then you're in a position to take out Saudi Arabia. And
anybody doubting Israel, they now write articles in the Israeli news that Israel's a superpower because they control America. Those type of arrogant statements, you could say Israel didn't really run us before, but they ran our foreign policy in the Middle East. Now Netanyahu, I don't know if you saw the clip, I played it an hour ago, but he's like, yeah, the eight front war, the eighth part is the U.S. We've got to take out, you know, censor our enemies. We're taking over TikTok. So the U.S. government takes it over and then gives it basically to Israel. And then now he's like, and we need to make Elon Musk get on board, and we need to control that, and we need to silence our critics. And so literally, doesn't Netanyahu know how provocative all this is?
Alex, you know who we're dealing with here. The dude's a psychopath. He was pushing the death jab. I mean, you know, he's got a mounted needle in his office, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy's a totally mass-murdering psychopath. He's committing genocide in Gaza. I mean, he's tried to kill as many Americans as possible with the death jab. I mean, this guy should be in prison. I mean, I'm talking right now. I mean, if Donald Trump wanted to impress anybody, he would have Netanyahu in flex cuffs right now sitting on the curb.
I mean, I agree.
Right?
So now that Israel's the most unpopular country in the world and Gallup and all the other polls, I mean, Netanyahu's done this because I don't hate Israel. It's not the center of the universe for me, but it is sucking all the oxygen out. And then on every front, we're going to censor Americans. We're going to take control of everything. And we're going to have America fight our wars. On and on and on. And then Netanyahu makes noises about, well, we don't need America anymore. We'll make our own weapons. That's all talk. Now even more weapons are going over there.
Right. I mean, and this, they will fight to the last drop of American blood is at the end of the day, right? Obviously. And Israel is in a very bad position. They are losing this war. They're losing the information war, which is vital. If they lose us, right? Now, I saw
you said this a year ago before the complete firestorm. You said Israel's going to be lucky to survive with what Netanyahu's done and the whole world's turning against it. And now here we are a year later. Literally, I'm concerned. I mean, let's just say we want Israel gone, which I don't. I don't hate Israel. I do not like their leadership. But Israel has all these nukes and the Samson option. So if the whole world does turn against them, which is happening, do the people understand that they just think Israel goes away, all our problems are solved? They're not going to go away. It's going to cause a nuclear war with mutually assured destruction.
I think a lot of people get it. I certainly get it. And as you know, the only reason Israel even exists is because the British lifted up the Zionists, you know, Theodore Herzl and whatnot. In 1897, he started launching off. They started selling those shares in 1899. I actually have one. It's hanging in my library. I mean, an original from 1899. We built them up. So remember, the Suez Canal opened in 1869. The reason that Israel exists is the same reason that Panama exists. Panama, we created Panama on November 3rd, 1903. Republic of Panama, we created that so we could create the Panama Canal. Bottom line, right? Israel was created because the Suez Canal was opened in 1869. The British Empire, the biggest empire in the world, people at the time started calling it the spinal cord of the British Empire. That's what they called the Suez Canal, the spinal cord of the British Empire. So obviously you had people, the French and the British and whatnot, somebody wanted to get control of that Suez Canal. So the British
and Israel, the pawn, later in 1947 starts bombing the British to take control and turns on them, but was really backed by the Rothschilds. So we're almost out of time. Come back soon for a full commercial free hour. I've been doing a lot of podcasting coming up as well because this needs to be uninterrupted. And I love the history lessons. We just have limited time, but just in closing, and maybe come back in a day or two on this, do a whole hour on Charlie Kirk. What in the hell? I mean, I've talked to dozens of former Green Berets, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, snipers, Dallas Alexander, who's at the longest shot in history. All of them say the official story doesn't add up. They all agree we don't know exactly what's going on. I asked you this morning, you were saying you're not sure either, but you're a very respected guy, not just a former Green Beret, but a journalist all over the world and decades in combat zones. What are you seeing and what do people you respect think are going on?
Well, Firstly, that you had a Green Beret on the other day, maybe it was yesterday, and I watched it and you shot the beef and all that with a 30-06. I thought he did a great job, and your discussion with him was very good, and I think he was nailing it perfectly. Obviously, Charlie didn't get hit with a 30-06. I mean, period, right? It just didn't happen. Now, what happened to Charlie? Is he dead? I mean, objectively, I don't actually know. First principles, I actually don't know. I think he's dead, but I don't know. I just don't know. First principles. But let's say he is dead. Let's say he was hit with a projectile. You know, Chris Martinson, Dr. Chris Martinson, you've had him on your show before. Chris did an analysis. I watched his video the other day. He couldn't make the acoustics match up. Why can't you make the acoustics match? He's pretty good at math. I took him to the Darien Gap, by the way, Dr. Chris Martinson. And so he did a really good analysis of it. Now, what could explain these things? There could have been a built-in pneumatic device within that structure that they immediately took down, right? As soon as Charlie was taken away, whatever happened, they took that structure down and they sanitized it just like they did on the day of
President Trump. Not everybody's a weapon expert like you. When you said pneumatic this morning, I knew because I've researched it. They had the son of the assassin confirmed with witnesses. That's how they killed Patton, so there wouldn't be a sound. They hit him with like a heavy lead, probably like half a pound bolt, broke his neck, didn't kill him right away, there. But that's something assassins have been known to use. It's super high powered air gun. Explain that.
Right. I mean, you can, there's people that hunt, you know, medium sized game with air guns, right? I mean, you can, so,
and you're saying air gun because if the doctor, the physician, we don't think he's lying, said, no, it went in and bounced out. Well, I mean, not even a 22 usually does that on a spinal cord. So this just does not happen. Unless it's an air gun.
Right. It could have been a pneumatic weapon inside of that tent structure. That would be easy. That would be child's
play. For folks that don't know, it'll make a big hole. It just won't go in super deep, usually.
And plus, whatever angle that hit at, I mean, that's a mysterious angle. And, you know, there's the strange acoustics. But keep in mind, the people that set this up, that wasn't the guy on the roof, obviously. That's nonsense. He's a patsy. We all know that, right? And so, we're wasting brainwaves to talk about that guy. So, who actually did it? Who done it? I mean, let's scale back and put a different lens on this thing, right? Let's look at the larger fact pattern. We're in war, so we don't have time to deduce everything and do 10 years of study on this thing, right? We have to make inductive reasoning, and it has to be right, and it has to be quick, right? Now, look what happened. Larger lens here. Wide angle. They sanitized the site immediately. The crime scene was sanitized. So that's part of the crime scene. The sanitizing the crime scene is part of the crime scene. The people that did that, that sanitized the crime scene, they killed Charlie Kirk, right? Clearly, they were part of it. The same thing happened on the Trump day with that fake, you know, bullet trace that I was the first one to call that out. You know, I'm a pretty experienced combat photographer. There ain't nobody caught a bullet trace like that in any war or any police battle that I've ever found. And we went out to a range and tried to recreate it. We couldn't do it. Anyway,
even with high-speed cameras, you've got to have it a few feet from where the bullet's coming in, even with a high-speed camera.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bullshit, right? So let's get to the bottom line. And I put this on Substack quite a few times. So there's that. There's the October 7th. October 7th, we talked about this before. You know, the October 7th thing was a clear, they sanitized the evidence there. That was a clear staked goat attack. That was green flag and staked goat. That was a combination of staked goat and green flag tactics. Clearly Hamas, who was supported by Zionists, including the United States, you know, as you know, you've talked
about
it
many
times.
By the way, General Flynn said that at the time. He's now talked to high-level Israeli commanders who said they were ordered to stand down by Netanyahu.
Clearly. I mean, you know, I've been on a lot of QRFs, you know, quick reaction force. It takes 4 minutes to get a cold Blackhawk off the ground, wheels up. So let's just say the Blackhawk's just sitting there, right? And the QRF, they're usually sitting with their battle rattle.
And we know there were huge attack helicopter bases only 8 miles away.
So those go 180 knots. They would not even have reached their max speed before they got there, right? I mean, seriously, you would have been, those things would have been there in, I don't know, 9 minutes.
And by the time they took off, wheels up, they'd already have those heavy guns hanging out the side ready to go.
Simple. Simple. You know, you would have been in combat instantly. Let's say 10 minutes, you should have been slinging lead, right? You should have been dropping your guys off, going back
to
base.
Not 7.5 hours.
Flooding the area.
Not 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours is the...
No. Alex, that was an entire McDonald's shift that it took to do that, right? It took an entire... would we trust a fire department? Okay, the Mossad is supposed to be the super duper ultras of the world, right? You know, and yet they didn't see this coming. And the IDF, supposedly the best military ever, but it took, obviously this was staged, right? Obviously, because they want to clear Gaza for
the gas. Well, meanwhile, you got the flying monkeys with flying lawnmowers coming in. Did you know in the 2 months before they went in all those settlements and after banned all of the private security forces that were authorized and licensed and took their full autos and stuff? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. This was clearly part of the larger war, though. This is about routes and resources. Israel, the Zionists, let's say, because keep in mind, a lot of the Jews that actually moved to Israel, they're useful idiots. They're absolutely useful idiots.
Hold on, Michael,
you're
on, do 5 more minutes with us. We've got Joel Skousen, geopolitical expert, but also, LDS, leader, prominent. He's going to come on and talk about the Marines, these different attacks, the attack on the Mormon church up there in Michigan. But I want to do 5 more minutes with you on big picture. As soon as Netanyahu comes out with Trump, I will probably carry some of this, but just stay right there. Do 5 more minutes with us. I've got to do this, folks. We're not funded by anybody but you. So I'm going to bring you products that are absolutely amazing and will change your life. We have the best ultramethylene blue medical grade at thealexjonesstore.com. You've seen Kennedy taking it. Everybody, my medical doctor almost 7 years ago said, get USP medical grade methylene blue. And it cleans out your mitochondria, gives you all this energy. So good for your brain. So good for your stamina, libido, energy, focus. And I took it and didn't really feel it. My wife liked it, kept ordering different brands of it. Then we got the stuff that our sponsor is putting out, because I always have them get the top rated. And they said, oh, we got a medical lab. They've never even put it out as a supplement before. It's what they use in surgeries. It's the very best. We've got it. The crew starts taking it, going crazy. They say, this is so much energy. This is so good. Within 15, 20 minutes, I've given it to like 500 people. Only 2 of them didn't feel it. But it's the long-term effects you really feel. Sean Johnson, you know, Navy SEAL buddy of mine I work with every day, he literally says he's never felt better. Injuries he had don't even hurt anymore. You've heard the rave reviews. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, because here's the news flash. You wanted it. We did it, even on limited supply. Today the deal ends. Buy one bottle of the capsules or the liquid, and you get another bottle free right now. Also, if you sign up for AutoShip as a subscriber, you can cancel any time for free. It locks it in forever as long as you're a subscriber at 50% off if you're a subscriber. Also, anybody buying anything, the t-shirts, all the great stuff, the ball caps, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, the supplements, become a VIP just like being Amazon Prime. $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store instantly as credit. Special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. So anybody that's going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, at checkout, let's say you're buying a $30 t-shirt or whatever. All right, you then click to be a VIP, and now the t-shirt is free, and you get an extra $10. You see how that works? Everybody should be a VIP, and then you know you're supporting us. I don't own thealexjonesstore.com, so they're successful. This Friday, they're trying to get the federal court to shut us down again. We got the backup network because of them, and they can't take it over because I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. It is, give me an overhead shot. It is so critical. I don't even talk about ourselves anymore. We're under so much attack. Just pray for us. But that's what's going on. That's the battles that are happening. That is the reality of this. So I need your support now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there are so many other great supplements there as well. We have the best bovine colostrum. We have the very best spike protein detox, cardiovascular booster, ultimate life force. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Help be the reason we always stay on the air. We'll be right back with more in just 2 minutes.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hot, wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. At thealshowstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Out of time. I want to get you back very soon. Amazing wartime reporter, globalist specialist, everything. Big picture, though, what about the left escalating violence, pledging violence, Podesta Democrat plan to cause a civil war, Trump deploying troops here and there around the country, the Democrats in free fall, lowest approval rating ever, lowest fundraising ever, you know, even Bill Maher turning against him. What do you expect them to do? And where do you see just the general direction of all this tying an end to all the global crises that are coming to a head?
Well, there's clearly so many buttons and levers that they can push to put us in, as you know, you've talked about this for years. There are entities that want to put us into civil war and they can do it. I mean, we are anthropologically exposed. It's just a matter of time until at this rate that it actually is obvious to everybody. For instance, as you know, you've talked about something many, many times, like we could go into a famine, right? Our electricity could be cut off. I don't know how many times you've talked about that, probably 1,000. We could go into things like this could happen, you know, in 1 minute to the next, right? And then it would be game on. So,
well, exactly.
So
people don't know. They think as we're a modern world that we've got more food than ever. No, because the way things are so technological and advanced, we have less than ever. It's more precarious than ever. That's what all the studies show.
Clearly. I mean, it's very precarious. That's one of the ways that Misako and I predicted Nord Stream would be cut. And we went there twice. I've mentioned this to you quite a few times.
Oh,
we
I actually know. Went Everything to you predicted has come true, buddy. I get it. You predicted they'd blow Nord Stream. And then that's literally collapsed Europe and Germany's industrial base. They still blame Russia with no proof and then complain when the public is being starved.
Right. And again, you know, many people have asked me who I think destroyed Nord Stream. And I say the same thing every time. It was either the United States or space aliens. It was one or the other. I mean, you know, we clearly did it, right? Or maybe it was space aliens. And likewise with what just happened with Charlie Kirk. I mean, I think it's quite obvious that he was killed by Zionists. I mean, I got no proof. But we're in a state of war. We don't have time to deductively.
And by the way, I want to be clear, Michael, we'll have you back on to talk about that. We're almost out of time, but you are welcome to say that. I respect you. I'm not saying that couldn't happen. You understand when everybody wanted me to say it day one, I just couldn't say I can prove that. You see the distinction.
Right. I see it. I mean, I'm saying it. You're not saying it. I mean, I think it's nakedly clear that they killed their boy. I mean, you know, Charlie took the money. This is big boy rules. This is, you know, and this is a war, and Charlie Kirk took the money for years, and finally, you know, he started to go off the plantation. This is what I think happened. This is my assessment. He actually started to go off the plantation, and they killed him. I think that was quite simple. I think that's what happened. I could be wrong.
Well, you're a well-traveled man, so you would know big boy rules. I've never taken money from billionaires, globalists, any of it, because I know once you do it, they have rules that that's when they see you as owned by them, and then you deviate, they will kill you.
I think that's what happened, and I think it's quite obvious that that's what happened. And you can see the very gross things that have happened since then, right? The whole situation is quite gross. And, you know, it is. It's big boy rules, and it is a state of war, and we're talking about people that do genocide for breakfast. I mean, they've been wiping out Gaza. They're going to do the same thing in West Bank. It's just a matter of time.
Well, I wasn't there yet, and I'm not there yet, but you should come back the next few days. We'll do an hour on Israel in this because we're out of time. Our next guest, but when Netanyahu said we're in an 8-front war in America, we've got to take over the media, with that type of talk and the fact that TPUSA was so important, that does put them in the suspect list. But the Democrats wanted him too, the Soros people, and, you know, it could have been an RNC thing wanting control too, or it could have really been a leftist. But you know what? Come back on.
Yeah, well, hold on. But who could, somebody sanitized the crime scene. That wasn't the leftist. That wasn't the DNC. Whoever sanitized that crime scene, that's your guy right there.
Then
right?
Let's do this. Let's book you for the show tomorrow to do an hour on this. Let's talk about it, okay?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's get ready. Yes, here we go.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leadership, the essence of leadership is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Monday, September 29, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I wanted to get Joel Skousen on because he's not just a great researcher and author, and you know, his uncle was the first guy to really expose the whole communist conspiracy, you know, right there advising people like McCarthy. Joel Skousen, and he's also an expert on underground bunkers, you name it. I mean, the expert on emergency relocation. Good friend of mine. JoelSkousen.com, WorldAffairsBrief.com. I wanted to get his take on the waterfront in the time we have today on Charlie Kirk, on the complete collapse in support of Israel that has now become a absolute mania. And I'm not saying a lot of it isn't legitimate, but now it's just like on fire. What is that going to do? They were supposed to speak to the press hours ago. They haven't come out yet. So I don't think that means negotiations are going well, or maybe they went long and did go well. But I've been told by people that were in the room, Trump's been screaming at him, even 6 months ago, 5 months ago, told they're having meetings every few weeks now. Really unprecedented. We have also all of this leftist attacks on ICE facilities and the rest of it. Then you have somebody going in that they say is a Trump supporter and attacking a LDS church, north of, Detroit. And we have no idea how many people are dead because the building fell down over the dead bodies. But there's, you know, obviously at least four people, dead and many wounded. And then you've got another Marine, basically, you know, the same day, pulling up at a boat marina bar and killing three, injuring eight. Just what is going on here? It's a lot of it's just the angrier world Klaus Schwab talked about and what's happening in the culture spiritually. And then I want to get Joel Skousen's overall view on all the military events happening around the world. The North Korean troops, you know, now in Ukraine, the escalation there, Trump going from wanting to have peace to thinking Putin's lying to him. So saying, let's go ahead and, you know, you could retake all your territory, maybe even more. Is that him just part of the deal? Because Joel Skousen is quite the geopolitical expert as well. So he joins us now. Joel, you can go wherever you want first. Maybe, because I'm telling you, all my listeners want to hear about Charlie Kirk. Maybe we should tackle that first, because, you know, obviously you are a big LDS guy and have a lot of connections with people in that area. And then doubly, you know, obviously the LDS now being attacked the same day that the president at 101 dies. I mean, all of this is very, very, very strange. Or you can go to Russia first, or the U.S. getting ready, I think, to start striking inside Venezuela. And just all of this is a quickening we're seeing. So, Joel Skousen, thanks for being here.
Well, good to be with you again. It's been about 3 years, Alex. But
time flashes by. Wow.
In any case, let's cover the Michigan church attack first. It's unfortunate that this was such a horrendous attack. It was obviously very much pre-planned. He brought in a whole bunch of gasoline to pour on. You know, LDS church buildings are mostly cement block. There's very few combustible walls in there. So it's very difficult to set one of them on fire. So he had to dump a lot of gasoline in there in order to get that fire up into the roof rafters to torch that building. And of course, shooting a lot of people in there. Now, the press now is talking about, or his family is talking about PTSD as the blame for this. But PTSD doesn't generally, I mean, it gives people nightmares, et cetera, but it doesn't generally put people on the attack in this particular way. And I think we have to consider satanic influence here. And I think satanic influence is involved in the more extreme cases of PTSD. In other words, you have a legitimate nightmare scenario, but you know, Satan can enhance those types of nightmares. But when you get into kill yourself and other things, Satan is always involved in suicide. He's always involved, even though it may start with depression, it may start with the use of psychotropic drugs. It's like he piggybacks on that and drives a person to suicide and says, tells him to use a gun because he does want to have gun control eventually. So we don't know the motive yet. We don't know if he was anti-Mormon. We don't know if he was anti-Christian. We just know that he really went wild in a psychopathic way. And I think until we see otherwise, I think we have to look to extreme satanic influence there.
Well, if you look at, and again, I don't know if it was really the Trantifa supporter up in Utah that actually did all this, but you look at the Catholic place attacks and a bunch of those other attacks, they have the videos of them literally saying, I'm demon-possessed, or they didn't say, I'm demon-possessed. It says, I'm a demon, I'm going to kill kids, and literally an Academy Award-winning actor can't act this possessed. You can hear it. It's real. Video after video, they are possessed. In fact, almost all the school shooters believe they're possessed, but they kind of keep it out of the media. But so the police reports, this is a real thing, and it looks like it's intensifying, Joel Skousen.
Yeah, the parking shooter talked about, getting voices in chat, telling him how to shoot up the school and how to use a gun, et cetera. So it's a very real thing, and we mustn't underestimate it. You know, I think obviously Tyler Robinson and the shooting, even though it doesn't appear now that the forensics of the shot match Tyler Robinson, doing the shooting. But that means there's a major conspiracy going on there about somebody firing the bullet out of the gun, somebody altering this video that we're watching right now where the shadow of him going across the roof is not visible, and a person walking along the street goes behind a tree and disappears. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on that cannot be explained by the fact that he was very much satanically influenced by, his internet use and his gaming use. And he came from an active Mormon family at least 10 years ago and then went off the rails. And when they go off the rails, when they're good Christians, they tend to do that. Satan gets a hold of them and they do weird things. But there's no way in this shooting that a .30-06 bullet is going to go in the left side of the neck where it's not going to hit the backbone directly. And a spinal vertebrae.
And let's give some of your curricula vitae. You are were Marine Corps naval aviator, obviously Marine Corps officer. And I've interviewed dozens of Green Berets, Delta Force, on and off air, Navy SEALs, FBI forensics, ballistics people. They say no way that's a 30-06, even if it's an angle. The doctor says the bullet bounced back off the spine, man of steel. But I mean, you know about shooting yourself. I've done a lot of shooting a game. I could tell you with 30-06, 300 Win Mag, it goes right through elk and blows a giant hole on the other side. It breaks up three or four big holes. So when you see this to his neck and claim a 30-06, that would have probably blown his neck half off, maybe the whole neck off. I mean, so when you see that as a Marine, what do you see? Because all the other military I've talked to say horse crap.
Yeah, I was fully infantry trained as a Marine before I went in to become a pilot. So I know ballistics. I've shot a lot of high-powered weapons. And I'll tell you, they are devastating. And there's just no way. So, this is secondhand what the doctor told Andrew Covey of the Turning Point staff. He's the only one who's reported what the doctor said. But apparently the bullet, there was no exit wound. And there's just no way a 30-06 going through a soft neck is going to have no exit wounds. But there was no exit wound.
Not at 200 yards, maybe at 2,000 yards.
Well,
I mean, I've shot deer with a 30-06 at 1,000 yards, and the bullet goes all the way through.
Yeah. So there's no way that this is a 30-06 if it didn't go through. Now, the problem with the various other scenarios, and I covered this, by the way, in last Friday's World Affairs Brief. Your listeners can get a free sample issue of this particular issue by going to worldaffairsbrief.com and clicking on request a sample on the left-hand side. But I covered all the scenarios so far about the right-hand shooter, the Tyler Robinson, and the man in brown shirt shooting a what appears to be a palm pistol. And it all comes down to I'm going to cover next week Dr. Chris Martinson's very, very technical ballistics analysis of what and how he says the only way that there could be a high velocity shot. Now, let me just go through some of the things. If there's no entrance wound or exit wound on any place but the left hand side, that means all of the scenarios are bogus except the one by Chris Martinson now, the palm shooter who was shooting from the front. The one who's shooting from the right, it can't happen. The exploding microphone or with a bullet in it would have gone straight up from the chest into the skull, and it would have shown an entrance wound on the right-hand side, and there is no entrance wound.
Exactly. All the other stories, the security guy shooting under the arm, a guy with a camera gun. It's really a bottle of water. We blew it up. None of that. Yeah. None of that. And they also said it was Israeli security. And then it turned out that it wasn't an Israeli security company. And the other company hadn't been there for 3 years. It was Charlie Kirk's best buddies formed a company. But I got to tell you, Joel Skousen, when I watch when he, they all kind of brace right before he gets shot. He's asked a trans shooter question. Everybody kind of braces. They're doing all these weird hand signs. I've talked to military. Those are their own signs. And then you do have the one guy in the brown shirt run over with computer glasses, meta glasses, and he's over him instantly. You know, I mean, it to me, and I'm not trying to blame any of them, and I'm not saying they're bad people. It's just, I've talked to so many security people, Delta Force, Green Berets, you name it, people that have Blackwater, and they say they've never seen security behave like this, and that they look like a football play, how as soon as it happens, they all instantly run the positions or grabbing stuff off the ground. I mean, instantly, no hesitation, looks extremely choreographed.
Yeah, it does. It's very bad. You know, if Tyler Robinson isn't the shooter, he's been set up as a patsy, and that's a fairly complex thing to set up. They had to falsify all the text things that he sent. They had to modify these videos, et cetera. And in fact, in this video you're seeing right now, I see him lay something in the gutter there in the edge before he jumps off with towel wrapped around the rifle. But in any case, there's no way that 30-06 explains this unless it's Chris Mortensen's explanation, which is that he would have been shot from the left-hand side, a building much higher up than where Tyler Robinson was, so that the bullet entered at a 20-degree angle, which would have deflected off the spinal cord and gone down in the body. Now, the only problem with that scenario is that it would not explain why the doctor, according to Andrew Covey, says that the bullet was found just inside the skin. He would have had to fish that deep out of the body. Now, the one problem with the shooter in the brown shirt with the palm thing, and there is a slowed-down video that appears to show a bullet coming out of that. And there is a slight reaction when the sound comes off, his hand goes back. And so that indicates that there was something shot by that. But that does not explain the blossoming of the shirt. The blossoming of the shirt can only be explained by high-intensity impact on his body, where if you see a bullet go through gel, for example, it blossoms out that gel almost twice the size of the gel. And so if the bullet, like Mortensen says, came in from a high angle on the left-hand side and then blossomed inside his neck and first chest area, that would explain the blossoming of the shirt. But the frontal shot with a small pistol would not explain the blossoming of the shirt. So every one of the things has an issue. Every one of the scenarios has a problem with it. And what we need, for example, is we need the medical officer's report. They don't use a coroner in Utah. I called the Utah Office of Medical Examiners and they aren't answering the calls. They tell you to leave a message. I told them, I said, if you're a journalist, tell us that if you're a journalist. I said, I'm a journalist with the World Affairs Brief. I want to know two things only. I want to know, was there a medical examiner in that hospital examining him before he was released to fly to Arizona on Air Force Two? And number two, is the office going to release a medical examiner report? I didn't ask for details, which they could say, well, it's an ongoing investigation. They wouldn't give me that. I asked two questions they had no excuse not to answer, and nobody's called me back.
And we also have the hospital police scanner stuff that's been released where they're saying, no, the presiding physician signed the death certificate. No autopsy or medical examiner. Or maybe they did it when they went to Arizona, but under law, if you're going to do one, you're supposed to do it in the jurisdiction. I know that. I looked at law. It's true. You don't have to do one in Utah, but if they sign off, but if you're going to do it, you do it there. So, and then they put out reports in the news. Oh no, there will be one released, late next month in October. So where's the bullet? Where is all of this? And then you also have the weird love letters or text to the boyfriend that sound like ChatGPT wrote it, where every place he might have an alibi, it's the opposite, convicting himself. And then did you know, Joel, that he reportedly was in this government program, this feeder into the CIA? So you add that to all of this. You've got him in the CAI program, and he's a 4.0 student. That's exactly what we would expect if he was being set up as a patsy or something.
No, he's not a 4-point student. He failed college. He got there on a scholarship, and he had to bail out after one semester because of failing grades.
So that's disinformation being put out there.
Yeah, he was not a four-pointer. And I have found, now, by the way, it's very interesting. Tyler Robinson's lives within the church boundaries of my other home in St. George, Utah. And so I've had conversations with people who, you know, the Mormon church visits every family, especially people who are inactive in the church. And they visited him, and he drove them out with cursing and swearing words. So this was not an active Mormon. But there's no indication from the neighbors that I've talked to that he had any people driving up in big, you know, cars or, you know, dark-looking people, you know, coming and visiting. We just find nothing about that in the background. I think what happened in terms of setting him up as a patsy is that he was talking on his internet chat groups about hypothesizing about getting Charlie Kirk. And so, you know, the CIA listens in on everything like that. And so they said, okay, here's somebody who's going to try it. We'll wait to see what happens and we can set him up.
That's classic piggybacking. And by the way, I didn't realize it's been 3 years since you were on. You're older than I am. It's weird. The older I get, like years go by like this. I don't even, 3 years that you've been on.
Yeah. 2022.
Well, you need to get my phone number. You need to call me when you got something to break. My goodness, that is so crazy. Guys, put it back on screen. Looks like Netanyahu and Trump are about to come out. We've got to have this announcement on Gaza. Joel, stay there. We'll go a little bit the next hour if you can do it. And we'll have you back next week. Gosh, we got to make up for lost time. But let's punch this up. As soon as they come out, I'm not so interested in the press conference because I don't want to waste our time on that. But I do want to see, because normally Trump meets 10, 20, 30 minutes with a world leader before then they go out to the press conference. It's already been agreed on. They've been meeting basically every 2 weeks since Trump got in. I think it's like 5-6 meetings just the last 2 months. As Trump tries to get this deal, I don't think Netanyahu's going to do it. He's got more power in Congress than Trump does. But while we're waiting, shifting gears out of the Charlie Kirk thing, guys, let's skip this network break. I mean, our stations will still probably play over us, but let's, if we can, with just 3 minutes notice, skip this, because I want to get this announcement, and I don't want to cut any time here. Overall, what do you make of the Netanyahu phenomenon, October 7th, I think a clear stand down, and this sensational hysteria that's anti-Israel now? I don't think you'll disagree. Where is all that going?
Well, it's clear that this was a provoked attack by Netanyahu. There was a stand down order. 80% of the Gaza Brigade was pulled out of southern Israel. They shut down the electronic monitor. They weren't going to monitor it. They were still getting the information because one of the monitoring guys blew the whistle on him and said, I kept telling him that someone was breaking through the fence and they kept shutting me off. Just an awful lot of evidence of a stand down on this. So, you know, they called it Israel's 9/11 or Israel's Pearl Harbor. And yeah, it was in the sense that both of those were done by the American deep state and provoked so that we could get ourselves into World War II. And Netanyahu, I think, did this so that he could have an excuse to go in and, well, primarily, he said, to go in and eradicate Hamas. But as I said in the World Affairs brief, there's no way you're going to eradicate Hamas. When you kill as many civilians as they've killed in Gaza, you're going to generate more hatred against Israel than any number of people that you kill, and you're going to repopulate the entire terrorist community within Gaza. So it really appears that they want to actually extricate, take the Gazans and farm them out to other countries and take over Gaza and use it for their own development. And Trump fell into that trap. Saying,
I want your analysis. They're coming in live right now. Let's go to the White House to see what this announcement. They were there 2.5 hours behind when they were supposed to make the announcement. So I don't know. Here we go.
Thank you very much, everybody. So this is a big, big day, a beautiful day, potentially one of the great days ever in civilization. Things that have been going on for hundreds of years and thousands of years, we're at a minimum very, very close, and I think we're beyond very close. And I want to thank Bibi for really getting in there and doing a job. We've worked well together, as we have with many other countries, both of us, with many other countries, which is the only way this whole situation gets solved. And I'm not just talking about Gaza. Gaza is one thing, but we're talking about much beyond Gaza. The whole deal, everything getting solved. It's called peace in the Middle East.
By the way, the
so
plan
today,
just leaked.
This is a historic day for peace.
Here's the plan to pull out a red shot.
And I have just concluded an important meeting on many vital issues, including Iran, trade, the expansion of the Abraham Accords, and most importantly, we discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a,
that's a phase withdrawal.
Part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East.
This really,
let's call it eternal peace in the Middle East. So this is far more than anybody expected, but the level of support that I've had from the nations in the Middle East and surrounding Israel,
occupy Gaza, put a new government in.
The of Israel has been incredible.
They're going to redevelop it like Jared Kushner wants.
This afternoon, after extensive consultation with our friends and partners throughout the region, I'm formally releasing our principles for peace, which people have really liked, I must say.
Sausages in 72 hours.
These are done not just routinely done. These are done with total consideration and working with
amnesty.
The nations that we're talking about. All of these nations have made contributions to those suggestions. I want to thank the leaders of many Arab and Muslim nations for their tremendous support in developing the proposal, along with many of our allies in Europe. Europe has been very much involved, and as I was called by many of the European leaders, most of them saying, is this true? Are you really doing peace in the Middle East? This is the most incredible thing we've heard. Some think it's the biggest thing they've ever heard. They called just to find out, was it just a rumor or is it actually done? And then they said, have you spoken to the Arab leaders? Have you spoken to the all of the other leaders that we have to get? A lot of people involved in this one. I also want to thank Prime Minister Netanyahu for agreeing to the plan and for trusting that if we work together, we can bring an end to the death and destruction that we've seen for so many years, decades, even centuries, and begin a new chapter of security, peace, and prosperity for the entire region. And I want to just say that my meetings and dialogue that we had with so many countries, Saudi Arabia as an example, the king is a phenomenal person.
Gaza, Israel.
The Emir of Qatar, who's these are incredible people. UAE, and that's MBZ and ABZ. We've totally involved. These are the people that we've been dealing with and who've been actually very much involved in this
plan being reiterated.
Negotiation.
Then Netanyahu will act like he's for it.
With things they can't
and then say they haven't agreed to continue.
I mean, after
and if Hamas thinks things are going well, they'll keep the hostages because they work for Netanyahu, basically.
It's been done a long time ago. The King of Jordan was with us, as you know, in the United Nations. The President of Turkey, President Erdogan, is a friend of mine, strong man, but a good man. President of Indonesia, somebody who's an amazing leader, Prabowo. He is an amazing
Joel,
leader.
Joel, we're getting a bunch of thank yous for probably 10 minutes.
Everybody.
So I know you want to be respectful of the president, but at the same time, you're welcome with your open mic if you want to comment on any of this, because as soon as he starts saying something substantive, we'll go to it. The White House just released the plan, actually.
The Prime Minister. Well, you know, the Trump can dish out the flattery as much as he is susceptible to flattery. And it seems like, you know, he doesn't learn until someone betrays him, like Putin has just literally slapped him in the face after flattering him to death in Alaska so that he come away bragging about the wonderful relationship he had with Putin. And now he says Putin betrayed him and Putin's lied to him. Well, we always knew that. Putin has always been ruthless ever since I explained to Owen Schroyer on your show 3 years ago that Putin and that, well, the Soviet Union faked their own demise. And that the globalists in the West went along with it. They were still in the protection mode, Russia. But this was predictable. I've said it for years in the world of this brief that Russia's not the good guy. Now, unfortunately, many conservatives, after the phony war on terror, got the idea that anyone that the globalists and neocons were against must be a good guy.
No, I mean, I see your perspective, and I agree with it in many ways. But in general, I'm waiting for Trump to say something substantive. They already, the White House already put the plan out. I already kind of read over some of those. Maybe we should just turn this off and analyze it, but it's going to be very interesting to see the comments and things from the press. Let's see if Trump's saying anything now of substance.
It is so important to the parents. The bodies of the young men, I believe in almost all cases, the young men are coming back immediately. I met with parents. The parents felt as strongly about getting the body of their dead boy back as they did as though the boy were alive and well. It's so important to them. And it means the immediate end to the war itself, not just Gaza. It's the war itself. Under the plan, Arab and Muslim countries have committed, and in writing in many cases, but I actually would take their word for it, the people I mentioned, I'd take their word for it, to demilitarize Gaza, and that's quickly. Decommission the military capabilities of Hamas and all other terror organizations. Do that immediately.
Yeah, so he's reading off this plan. We already have the plan. There it is.
Countries that I named.
White House has released President Trump's plan to redevelop Gaza following peace deal. I'll continue with Trump.
And that's a good thing. And destroy all terror infrastructure, including the tunnels, weapons, production facilities. They have a lot of production facilities that we're destroying. They'll also help train local police forces in the areas that we're discussing right now, in particular in and around Gaza, working with...
So fading this down, I want to get Joel's take on this. Israel...
Well, I don't...
Go ahead.
I don't see how Hamas is going to accept this. They're basically saying, turn over all your weapons, give up, and we'll give you amnesty. But Hamas is never going to accept this, and... I don't know how the Arab international peacekeeping force is going to do what the Israeli army, the best in the world, couldn't do in terms of eradicating Hamas.
Sure. Well, Trump's acting like he's got an agreement. Here's my issue. Israel helped create Hamas in the 80s. Netanyahu was their biggest benefactor. They stood down then. They've killed a lot of the leadership now. I don't think Israel ran it, but they had kind of a sick behind-the-scenes relationship. I think whoever's behind what's left of Hamas is being offered a deal for a bunch of money to sell it and turn it into a multinational zone. What do you say to that?
Yeah, anything's possible here, but Hamas hatred is so much. The only way that they would agree to that is to buy time in order to attack again from another position. I don't think there's enough money or time, given the imminency of World War III and China against the West, to be able to finish this.
Sure. So what do you think Trump's doing? Just searching after a peace prize? This is just a stunt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, Trump is a peace at any cost person. The only thing that drives him back to reality is betrayal. Like Putin continued to devastate Ukraine despite all the overtures, despite all the promises. And
Let's get to that in a moment. Yeah. Let's go back a little bit more Trump.
But I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do. Everyone understands that the ultimate result must be the elimination of any danger posed in the region, and the danger is caused by Hamas. The tyranny of terror has to end, and this is, again, something that we're looking for. This is eternity. This is for forever.
All right, so it's just like Joel said seconds ago. This is not agreed to. Trump has confirmed it. This is more him trying to get a deal, which I understand. I'm not against. We want peace. But I don't see this being accepted. And so Netanyahu's agreed to something he knows they're not going to accept because he wants to continue the war as well, because that helps him stay in an emergency situation to stay in power. And he said, we'll investigate October 7th stand down once the war is over. But he has every intention of this war continuing forever, not just against Hamas, but the entire region. Joel Skousen.
Yeah, absolutely true. He's going to hide behind this agreement saying, well, I was in agreement with it. We tried, and it was Hamas, so it's going to justify more devastation in Gaza. You know, if they haven't been able to eliminate Hamas in a year and a half of warfare, I don't see it coming. And I predicted that would happen. You're not going to eliminate Hamas. And you're never, never going to have peace in the Middle East. There is too much hatred. I've been there many, many times. And, you know, the Arab mentality is one that's very, very difficult to control when you propagandize children from very, very young. But, you know, the kinds of things that Israel has done in indiscriminate bombing has just enlivened that hatred. And I don't believe there's no way it's going away. So I think this is a pipe dream. It's going to get crushed by reality. If it does last or start for a little while, it'll only be because Hamas wants to have a breathing room to regroup. But remember, the Netanyahu is on his last, you know, he's really unpopular in Israel because of the deaths that are happening within, even though they're saving soldiers' lives by, you know, taking out civilians to spare soldiers. You've got to remember that the Jews have a very ambivalent view of the resurrection. Only a few of them really believe in a resurrection. That's why to them, this death and getting the body back is such a big deal. And it's very, very sad. They'll give hundreds of hostages just to get a body. Or, you know, prisoners.
So you're saying a lot of the Jewish chefs don't believe in eternal life.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why there's this weeping and wailing of gnashing of teeth when there's death. And that's why they do anything to get a dead body back. To them, it's just...
When a dead body is nothing but a husk, that's not the soul.
That's right, yeah. So they have a very weak understanding of the soul and life after death and other things. That didn't say to all Jews. Some of the fundamentalist Jews are strong in that regard, but none of the secular...
Yeah, people don't understand that Judaism of the last 1,000 years plus has nothing to do with the Old Testament. People don't... I'm not against Jews in general. It's like Babylonian and just like they're not even... It's crazy.
Yeah, it's all about the Talmud and it's all about interpretation. They spend all of their days, the intellectuals and in the Sephardic and other types of communities, just studying Talmudic interpretation. And it's I don't know. It's not a religion that we would recognize either from the Old Testament or from a Christian point of view.
Pretty scary. Is Netanyahu started talking yet? Let's go back to Trump.
And prime ministers for years, and during this time, having to do with the Middle East, all they're doing is talking about the same thing over and over. They want to see it get back, and nobody wants that more than me, or I believe Bibi too. But the people of Israel want it. They really want it. They want the hostages back. That includes the probably 32 bodies that we're talking about.
Again, if you don't believe there's a soul, then what is the do you think there's a soul in the body? Is it like Egyptian?
No, it's just possessing the body as a fetish with them. They've got to have the body back.
Palestinian people, Israel withdrew from Gaza thinking they would live in peace. Remember that a long time ago, they withdrew. They said, you take it. This is our contribution to peace. But that didn't work out. That didn't work out. It was the opposite of peace. They pulled away. They let them have it. And I never forgot that because I said, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me. As a real estate person, I mean, they gave up the ocean, right? Ron, they gave up the ocean. They said, who would do this deal?
By the way, we now learn.
It still didn't work out.
Trump made Netanyahu apologize to Prime Minister Qatar for luring him to a peace deal and blowing up the leaders of Hamas. So, I mean, look at Netanyahu's face in this photo, though. I mean, this is just, this guy is completely insane.
Well, he's a slick deceiver. Got to remember, he's a Kissinger protege. Kissinger and associates paid for his education in the U.S. Made
him
wealthy.
Let's fade down Trump. Explain who Netanyahu is, and then as soon as, maybe a little bit the next hour, we got to go understand, but I don't want to cut you short on Russia, because you have to understand, I'm not a Russia file. I'm not a Russia phobe. I understand they've got their issues and their plan and their, you know, their own predator state. But you got NATO expanding and all the stuff and, you know, and all the things it's doing. I just don't want to have a nuclear war with these people. I know you've been predicting it for decades, so here we are. So I want you to get to that and why Trump's made this pivot now. But specifically, tell us about Benjamin Netanyahu, who this guy really is.
Well, this is a globalist protege. They've cultivated this guy from the very beginning. They brought him to the United States, gave him a special visa, sponsored by Henry Kissinger and Associates. They paid for his education in the United States, tutored by globalists, set him up in Wall Street to make a lot of money, and then set him up in politics in Israel by sending him back to Israel, where he immediately hosted a major worldwide anti-terrorism conference, of which Henry Kissinger came and all the big globalist bigwigs came. And when you can do that, even as a young man in Israel, you become an instant hero. And that's how they set him up in politics. Now, he's been very, very corrupt, taken a lot of illegal money and campaign contributions from various different sources. And, you know, he has got control of the courts now. He's evaded being prosecuted for now over 10 years. I mean, this guy is a real slick operator. But if there's anybody who has guaranteed immunity by the Israeli deep state, and you've got to remember the Israeli deep state is a part of the larger globalist deep state that controls the United States and now every ally in Europe. They have a deep state operation where they surveil and they, do illegal acts and expose right-wing politicians who get too close to.
And Joel, for people who don't understand, people ask who runs the whole globalist system. They don't seem to understand that all these agencies of the West at the top is basically the same group. All the globalist boards, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the WEF, the IMF, the World Economic Forum. It's only a few hundred people. What would you say Netanyahu was a protege of the CIA? No, it's even above that. The Rothschilds, British intelligence that helped set it all up. I mean, how would you describe who Netanyahu really works for?
Well, it's really hard to say because this stuff is really top secret. You know, we don't really know who runs the globalist hierarchy. We know who the main players are out in public, the George Soros, the Henry Kissingers, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, all of these level of people, the Klaus Schwab and others. But, you know, there's always somebody ready to take their place, like when Klaus Schwab is removed.
They're just functionaries. As soon as they become embarrassing, they're gone.
Well, that's right. But they're not just functionaries. These people like Henry Kissinger's are really major high level planners, but they still take their orders from higher up. Now, my personal opinion is that the globalist conspiracy is a satanic organization, that they have actual satanic revelation and give them direction. The reason I say that is because there's no way that anyone could start this, even going back to the 1900s when it became very obvious, and of course, obviously, satanic, Illuminati, and other things goes back even further than that. But still, there's nobody, anyone could start this globalist juggernaut moving in the year 1913 and have it continue unabated with people dying and being replaced.
Sure, that's the mystery of evil. When I said functionaries, I mean, they're making a lot of decisions. They're empowered, but they're not coming up with the main directives.
That's right. That's right. And we don't know, and I don't think we'll ever know, who's getting...
Well, you know, it's Skull and Bones because of Charlotte Iserby and the stuff that leaked. They get in coffins and get possessed and get revelations.
Yeah. In fact, it's interesting. They even brought Skull and Bones to the University of Utah, and the president of the Mormon Church that just died, who's a very wonderful childlike individual, he became the president of Skull and Bones, and he even bragged about it in his biography. Now, there's no way that anyone who knows Russell Nelson would believe that he bought into Skull and Bones with Crypt and all the homosexual involvement. No, they brought a sanitized fraternity to the University of Utah to sucker in these naive Mormons to...
But isn't that how any... That's how the cults work, is you have the inner group. You know, it's like a pyramid, but from the top. And then you have, you know, the real initiates and then the outside groups. So that's how it works.
That is how it works. And, but they're very deceptive. They would never bring something as obvious as a Skull and Bones crypt type initiation ceremonies to start out in the University of Utah. And, you know, Russell Nelson, by the way, you know, who died, he was largely responsible for the policy, branding himself as a peacemaker, of having no concealed weapons permit in LDS churches. And there's a lot of concealed weapons permits in the Mormon community, which is very high on self-defense and weapons. And so it became a gun-free zone. And that's one of the reasons it led. That's one of the reasons that led to it as a target. They knew there would be no guns in there to defend themselves.
Well, you know, all the Mormons I've ever known are very conservative, very informed. In fact, probably the highest group aware of the New World Order. Then how do we always go back to leadership being so what you call soft, and you know, just going along with stuff?
Well, it's because there's been a persecution complex in the church for many centuries. You know, it was a very persecuted sect, driven out of many cities, including the United States, into Mexico, which became Salt Lake Valley, and they built it up as a mini empire, and then it was absorbed. But the Mormon leadership have tended to always want to overcome the stigma of persecution and say, look, we're just normal Christians, just like the rest of you. I mean, we have some strict standards, to be true. But they've always wanted acceptance from the mainstream world, and that's a real problem within Christianity. It's happened to mainstream Christianity as well. They've always wanted acceptance from the established world.
We see the Catholic Church and then mainline Protestants becoming like super ultra liberal. But there is a rebellion against wokeism now. I mean, the general public's not going along with it. How would you describe the political and cultural and spiritual moment the world is in right now?
Well, you know, wokeism and political correctness has taken a real cautious backseat because Trump is out there trying to destroy the ability to employ DEI with government funding. And that's been relatively eliminated. What hasn't been eliminated is the hate within the left and the establishment community for Christians and for Western civilization in general. And that's going to come back with a vengeance as soon as Trump is gone. You're going to see all of this stuff come back with a vengeance.
No, I agree. So what do you make of them starting 2.5 hours late, and then he hasn't let BB talk yet? Skipping ahead from that, it's really a nothing burger. I agree with you. Putin. So Trump goes from, yeah, we're going to make a deal a month ago meeting with him in Alaska, to, oh, I think Ukraine can take everything back, and we'll help you with all the weapons, and maybe you'll even take part of Russia, and I'm done with Putin. And I guess that's because you're saying Putin would tell him one thing to another.
Well, you've got to remember that Putin played Trump very badly in Alaska. He really complimented him. He just played him like all the communists. Xi Jinping plays him, and Kim Jong-un plays him like a fiddle. And Trump bought into it completely, saying we have a wonderful relationship. It's all been reestablished. Putin's going to have peace. And then, you know, he attacked Ukraine with some 580 drones on the day that they held the conference with all the parties other than Putin in that. And he's been attacking ever since. Now, you know, for your listeners, this is not as surprising. I have been on an anti-Putin side ever since, you know, they started in the communist revolution. My uncle, W. Clarence Skousen, documented all of that. Anthony Sutton documented how the Western globalists financed the communist revolution. They've been building communism as an enemy because it's only through war that they're going to talk Americans into joining a militarized global government. They need one more war to do it. But, you know, what conservatives who turned against the globalists, rightfully so, who brought us the war, the phony war on terror through 9/11, by attacking innocent countries like Afghanistan and Iraq, they come to the conclusions, and my good friend Ron Paul has, that there are no enemies except our own globalists.
Well, I mean, here's the psychology. Because Israel's doing corrupt, bad things, the Muslims must all be our friends. It's the exact, or because Netanyahu's bad, Hitler must be good. I'm sure you've seen the resurgence of Hitler love.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
People are seeing this as black and white, not.
And that's a problem. It's a very sophisticated deception. You know, the globalists play both sides. The communists play both sides. They fake their own demise. Fall of communism in 1990, or 89 to 91 was a total fraud. I could see it. I documented it. Christopher Storer in the UK would document. But the globalists went along with it because they were still in the mode of building an enemy. They were still in the mode of protecting Russia, of protecting the Soviets, of claiming that we won the Cold War. They gave credit to Reagan.
But you said 20 plus years ago on my show, we're here by 2025. I know you changed it a few years ago and pushed it back a little, but you said that the globalist West was trying to push Russia and China into a war, believing they would win. And it's all basically happening now. Where's your time frame now on this?
My time frame is that the trigger event is going to be China's attack on Taiwan. You watch for it. Because my military sources tell me they are preparing to stop China from attacking Taiwan. And if we do that, North Korea will attack South Korea, U.S. troops in South Korea, Guam, and maybe even Hawaii.
And South Korea is already getting positioned politically to roll over to that.
That's right. And that's why that triggers.
By the way, how did you 25? It's actually 25. You've been on the show about 25 years? 20, 25? How long have you been on the show?
Well, it's been at least 20 years.
Yeah, so how did you know? You were saying all this back then, and it's coming true.
It's because I knew early on, through my uncle's work in the Naked Communists, et cetera, that there were three predator centers. There was the communists in China, the communists in Russia, and even though they're temporarily allied and have been since the beginning, they know that they're going to go after each other once they eliminate the West. That's the third one, the globalists. And I think Satan has promised all three that they're going to win. But he sacrificed Hitler, who had very much into the satanic occult, he sacrificed history in order to build up the next enemy, Soviet Russia. I think if there is a winner war in World War III, it's Russia that's going to be defeated. And then it's going to be China's the next Cold War. But my latest analysis, I don't think we recover from World War III. I think it leads to the second coming or the tribulation that leads to the second coming, because if you take the grid down, the internet is gone, all your cyber currency is gone. You're never going to see a woke WEF AI robotic society. You can't have that without a constant source of electricity. The green agenda is destroying our sources of electricity. I just don't see that in the future. I see internecine warfare. I see it deteriorating into a.
I agree. You know, I see Satan is setting all his minions up. They're going to get power. He's just setting up mass destruction.
Yes. That's his goal, is to just destroy God's plan on earth and destroy the world and to bring as much terror and destruction as he can. And World War III, I'll tell you, with nuclear weapons and with an EMP strike taking down the grid within the West, is going to be a nightmare scenario. Now, you can survive it. That's why I've dedicated the other half of my life, political science, to preparedness. As early as 17, I designed my first high security
home. Joel, you got to break. Yeah. But if you can hold, I want some closing comments from you. Netanyahu is about to speak. Folks, last day to get a free bottle of ultramethylene blue. When you buy one bottle, theolivestonestore.com. Let's go to Netanyahu. Here it is.
Meet once again in the White House. And second, I want to thank you for your friendship and for your leadership. From Jerusalem to Tehran, from the Golan Heights to Gaza, you've proven time and again what I've said many times. You are the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House. And Mr. President, you and I both know it's not even close. While you focus at home on making America great again, your leadership abroad is changing the world for the better, ending wars and advancing peace. I believe that today we're taking a critical step towards both ending the war in Gaza and setting the stage for dramatically advancing peace in the Middle East. And I think beyond the Middle East, in very important Muslim countries. I support your plan
for our stations
to end the war in Gaza.
We're back in 2 minutes. This is a total setup where they won't take the deal, so the West just takes Gaza. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultra Methylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
This is important, and it reflects the confidence that this will give everyone, that things will be followed up on all the commitments made. The fact that you're taking this on, I think, helps a lot to make sure that everything flows in the direction that we want. Now, if this international body succeeds, we will have permanently ended the war. Israel will conduct further withdrawals linked to the extent of disarmament. And
as Skousen predicted before this even started, he said, I don't believe a deal's been made with Hamas. It was put out like it was. Now the White House has said, no, it hasn't. So if Hamas doesn't agree, Trump just gave a total green light. We're downloading the clip right now. Do we have it yet? But we have it to destroy them. So, and I don't like Hamas. I don't like Islam. You all know that. The point is, they're acting like this is a peace deal. This is just a deal to make it look right so they can finish it off, as our guest said almost an hour ago. Here's a clip of Trump.
A lot of our leaders are here, our great vice president, Susie Wiles, Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner. They've been so involved in this process. I don't think anybody else could have done it or even come close, but it's, we're right there. We're right there. First time in thousands of years, I think you can probably say, if you really look into it, if you study back, if you're a scholar, you would say thousands of years, Israel would have my fallback into finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas. But I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, baby, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
All right, so there is a big takeaway. Trump says he's got the Arab nations and Saudi Arabia and all of them on board, that if they don't take this deal, then they're going to completely obliterate it and totally take it over regardless. So either your brains or your signature will be on this contract. Joel Skousen, what do you make of this?
Well, first of all, you notice how Netanyahu spent the first 2 minutes just flattering Trump to death. Everybody knows that he's a sucker for flattery, and they deal it out, without stopping. You are the great salvation. You are the great peacemaker. This wouldn't happen without you. And Trump starts to brag about it. This would never happen without me. Well, it's not going to happen. You know, you talk about thousands of years. How many peace deals, how many wars have ended between Arabs and Israelis, and it's still going on? It will never
end. It was going on in the Bible thousands of years ago.
Right. That's right. Ever since, you know, Abraham, you know, Isaac and Jacob and all of the Arab half-brothers and things, they've been at each other's throats for centuries, and I don't think it's ever going to stop. So, you know, this is something for Trump to pat himself on the back, but believe me, he's given a carte blanche to Netanyahu to go back in. Now, remember, I don't think Netanyahu is capable of destroying Hamas. If he hasn't done it in a year and a half, he's not going to. And the reason is, it's because of this philosophical problem that the Jews have about no resurrection. Or at least the majority of Jews, they are so afraid of killing and the unpopularity of killing, getting Israeli soldiers killed. You know, most of them are reservists, that they just cannot commit to the type of obliterating campaign it would take to really go in and kill Hamas without killing a lot of civilians. They've taken the civilian death pass of just bombing their way in, and it doesn't work. Hamas is underground. And I don't think the Arabs have a chance of going in there with an international incompetent force and finding what the Israeli IDF couldn't find. So I think it's a wasted moment. But it's for political purposes. It's going to give Netanyahu the justification to go right to his people and say, I signed the peace deal. Now I'm going after Hamas with a
vengeance. Yeah, it gives him cover domestically. I want to finish up big picture on the Trump admin and where we'll be in 3 years and the indictment of Comey. And then we're going to go to our next guest looking at the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the consistency. She's in Utah. Kate Daly, stay with us. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Targeting Qatar. And of course, we regretted the loss of the Qatari citizen. Wasn't our target. And I very much appreciate President Trump's proposal to have a trilateral body, the United States, Israel, and Qatar, to work out respective grievances. There are quite a few. But if we could try to mitigate them or put it on a different footing, I think that would be good for everyone. Above all the people, the fine team, many helpers who've done this, I want to thank you, Mr. President. History has already shown that under your leadership, Israel and America can change the face of the Middle East. And today I'm hopeful that your plan to end the war in Gaza will do so again, and do so soon. It will free our hostages, end Hamas's tyranny in Gaza, and enable a more secure and prosperous future for the peoples of our region. Thank you, Mr. President. May God bless America. May God bless Israel. May God bless the indispensable alliance between our countries. And may I add, in Hebrew, Gemar Chatima Tova. May we all be inscribed in the book of life. Thank you.
Thank you very much, baby. So I think while we wait for these documents to be signed and get everybody in line, I think it maybe is not really appropriate to take questions. I'm meeting with, as you know, a couple of Democrats in a little while about the country. But
let's stop right there. That's exactly what you're talking about, Joel Skousen. You know, you don't live unless you're inscribed in the Book of Life. Well, if you're with God, then there shouldn't be, you know, an issue of eternal life. You know, there's that obsession right there. But again, I don't want to just sit here and be negative, but this is a total fiasco. You can read it. It's a take it or leave it deal, but that means they claim they've got all these countries on board. We'll see if that's actually true. But shifting gears, you usually have seen everything. You know, you're up to speed. But did you see Netanyahu 2 days ago say the Eighth Front War is America and the woke Reich? And we've taken over TikTok, we're gonna get X, and our main mission is censoring the American right. And I get there's a bunch of Hitler worship foaming at the mouth. It's a joke to you by the serious. But I'm the one getting censored. You, others. This is open foreign interference. What they claim the Russians are doing, we know they do it some, but my goodness, Netanyahu's out in the open. Did you see his video announcement when he's talking to the influencers?
No, I did not see that, but it doesn't surprise me. There's a real underhanded control scheme that the Israelis have always been involved in, not only paying off every congressman, but controlling media. Look at how much money they gave to Charlie Kirk, expecting to control him. And, you know, he did go off the reservation, started to challenge the October 7th narrative that Israel was the victim there. Israel, he knew, had promoted that and allowed themselves to for that attack to happen. So I'm still not convinced. I haven't seen any conclusive evidence that they killed him, but there was a conspiracy, and I'm convinced it wasn't Tyler Robinson. There was a conspiracy, and it's a very sophisticated one, but it involves our own FBI. And it shows that the deep state has not been eradicated under Donald Trump.
So just in a few minute closer here, in general, Joel Skousen, how would you rate the Trump administration? I mean, obviously it's better than we had, in my view, Kamala Harris. What would they have done if she got in? But he's doing a lot of good things, but also a lot of bad things. We finally have, you know, Comey indicted. I can tell you a lot more is coming. A lot of hell went on behind the scenes to get that done. I'm worried about how the deep state's going to respond to that. And just in general, what do you make of Trump starting to deploy troops around the country?
Well, that's a problem. I don't like the precedent of deploying troops under domestic situations, because if a Democrat starts to do that against conservatives, Trump will have established a precedent there. But generally, Donald Trump has done wonderful things about stopping DEI, even though the courts have, blocked about half of those. Nevertheless, he's done a good job of exposing a lot of the spending that was going toward the left in government and foreign aid. And that's been very, very good. But when he's wrong, he's really wrong. He's wrong on tariffs. It's a terrible move to be able to just the instability of jacking up tariffs and bringing them down and using them as negotiators. It's just been terribly destabilizing, and it is beginning to cost. When the Walmart price goes up this month, 45% of people are going to start to notice. But his biggest mistakes are on foreign policy. He simply does not have any idea about who his real enemies are until reality smacks him in the face. And even then, he brags so much about Ukraine winning back territory. I don't think that's going to happen. It would take a lot of strategic weapons given to Ukraine to be able to
If you read his post, he said it may be even more land, implying invading Russia. That's what Zelensky's talked about. So I get your, you think Russia's a problem, and I can see your issue, see that you're right in many ways. What about the EU, Ursula von der Leyen, them saying it'll be a 20 to 30 year war, it'll never go nuclear, and it'll bankrupt Russia, we'll break it in five parts. I mean, that's been their business plan. We've heard Zelensky say soon our tanks will be in Moscow. And then Trump's like egging that on. I mean, the problem is Russia will keep escalating. If we keep escalating, doesn't that lead to nuclear war?
I don't think so, because Russia cannot occupy even if they nuke the West. They don't have the troops to do that. They have to wait for China. That's why there's this alliance between Russia and China. They are not the good guys.
So they're waiting for China to encircle us.
They're waiting for China to be ready to give the green light that we're ready to attack the West with nuclear weapons. That's how the war is going to start. I mean, it's going to start with a war in Taiwan, I believe. But the war in earnest won't start before they level the playing field with nuclear weapons. And that's going to take away the U.S. technical advantage, going to take down the grid. And then it is going to be conventional after that. And I don't think Russia can win that. I think China might be able to, but I still think it's going to be an internecine warfare where
the that's why it's critical that we get, you know, politically control of the Latin Americas. Wouldn't China try to work with a Latin American army?
They're already there. Boy, I'll tell you, they're in half of the countries in Latin America and got them locked up. Panama, Bolivia, Venezuela, Colombia's now got a leftist. Ecuador's got a leftist. Chile's got a leftist president. And only Argentina, and now the leftist is taking him down by the resurgence of socialism after he tried to cut off.
But what's driving all this coming to a head? The end of the monetary system is all of it. I mean, it's clearly all coming to a head. What's the time frame now?
Well, I think war overtakes the thing. I think they can keep inflating with the dollar. They're counting on war coming to basically absolve the debt problem. I think the debts, they're going to wipe it out when war comes and start over, or think they're going to start over again. But as I say, I don't think you can start over without a stable grid and without a stable internet. And that's going to be very iffy after a nuclear war.
All right, Joel Skousen, joelskousen.com, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can go sign up for a free copy of your newsletter there. Invaluable information. Let's not wait 3 years. In fact, crew, give him my, I think you have my number, Joel. You've been here for dinner a few times. I gave it to you. So anytime you've got some breaking news, you call me. You've certainly not been persona non grata here on the show.
Well, you guys get the World Affairs Brief, so you know what I'm putting out every week.
All right.
Your staff should be feeding it to you.
All right, feeding it to me, Seymour. All right, thank you, Joel. Yeah.
All right. Bye now.
All right. You got Ice Cube's tour bus blown up because they thought it was ice in New York. I'm not kidding. And now we got Secret Service car fire, vehicle in flames here, White House ahead of Netanyahu meeting. I mean, this is just the left, folks, running around burning everything down. We're going to go to talk show host up in that area of the world, Kate Daly, a lot on what's happening there. Her questions, frequent guest over the years here with us. Before we go to her, just remember, today's the last day to get a bottle of our capsules or liquid, Ultramethylene Blue, the very best out there, will change your life. You can also sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime. Any future order will be 50% off. That is a massive deal. It ends today, thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel and all the other great supplements that are there as well. That's what keeps us on the air. Plus, I only sell products that really work. So they all are great for you and all really work well. The Methylene Blue, we've got the best, is insane. The energy, the focus, the clarity, your health, your workouts, everything. It cleans out your cells. It most people hits in like 20 minutes with energy. But that's only the lesser effect. It's the long-term effects of inflammation and so much more. But this is your chance to support the broadcast and experience Ultramethylene Blue. Buy one bottle, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. Okay, well, Kate Daly is a popular talk show host, nationally syndicated, and we really like having her on with us, katedalyshow.com. You've got questions about Charlie Kirk. I'm going to say, I don't know what's going on, but the official story doesn't add up. I got a bunch of more guests coming on, military experts and others, but you're up in that neck of the woods talking to a lot of people. Can you give us an idea of 2.5 weeks after his murder, almost 3 weeks later, what in the world's going on?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Good to see you. Yeah, I'm living right in the heart of it, unfortunately. And I predicted a year ago that we would get a false flag here. Isn't that strange? We have an illegitimate, weird governor and not representative of the people. And I just felt like he'd probably be pretty welcome to something like that happening in our state. But I actually live in the city of the alleged shooter. And I do think it's alleged. I think the whole cockamamie story does not add up. In fact, they were so quick to name him. They were so quick to know his motive. They knew his motive before they even named him. And then we don't have any footage of him scoping the place out. He landed on the most perfect building without being, you know, seen in the most perfect place that he could have. So he would have had to have known that campus. He didn't go to school up there. We live about 4 hours away. He didn't go to school there. He went to school here. And also, on that note, I mean, they don't have a single piece of footage with him with the gun taking a shot or any footage of him walking around the school. And we all know that this place is camered to death. So the fact that they can't show any footage like that, he only talked to one relative about Charlie Kirk. It's not like he had years of a buildup towards all of this hatred toward Charlie Kirk, or even attended one of his events. And so that part was very strange to me. There was a lot missing. There's a lot missing and out of this narrative. And so, yeah, it hits close to home, of course, because the media transcended on my area like you can't believe. And then one of my boys even went to high school with him. And yeah, pretty shocked. And I don't think he's it at all. In fact, I think it was a concerted effort to take him out. There's not even a single doubt in my mind. You? I'm sure you feel the same way.
Absolutely. I just saw, like, yeah. Oh, the guard shoots him under his arm, or this guy behind him shoots him. It's a water bottle. And they're like, and so as each theory came out, people got madder at me. Like, I'm like, I can't say this is 100%, or like, Israel did it. We know they did it.
Right.
And I'm like, Israel's perfectly capable of it, but you know, what's the proof? But what I do see is the letter to the boyfriend sounding like ChatGPT wrote it, the breaking down the gun on the roof, yeah. The timeline's not matching up, a 30-odd-6 bullet, and supposedly bounces back. I mean, so what I do know is what we're being told is horse crap. I was asking, what are your sources think's happened here?
Well, I had a friend, a very, very good friend of mine I've known almost my whole life, was in attendance, and she was giving one of the guards a hard time, one of the security guards a hard time, and she was saying, you know, you're being really lax. You're just kind of letting anyone in. You're not even checking. You're not even looking at them, you know, and she was giving him a hard time, and she didn't have a good feeling about this guy, and I trust this person very, very much. I've known this person a long time, and she said that he said that they were new security, that they had just replaced the other security, and they were new, and they were on scene, and she just needed to relax because they had it covered and nothing ever happened. When he said this, it was quite strange, actually. Nothing ever happens in Utah. Nothing ever happens like this. And just sort of smiled. It was really strange, to tell you the truth. And there's a lot of accounts like that coming out where, wait a minute, the security team was replaced at the last moment. When have we seen that before? A lot. And also just the whole, strange thing about not even trying to do anything on the ground. It was just get him in the car fast and get him off. And I don't know. There was something very weird about this whole thing. People tromping through the crime scene. It wasn't even taped off. They weren't keeping people out of it. There's way too many questions. And, started to ask these questions. You know, people get really mad. And I don't know. I still don't know why. If anyone can give me an instance where the government was telling the truth, you know, I'll reward them if you can give me any single instance where they weren't completely lying to us. So I'm not quite sure why people get so offended when you start asking questions. It's kind of like saying that a prosecutor or a defender is a conspiracy theorist because they're trying to put the pieces together, and when they don't match up, when you can't get the story to fit what normal human behavior is, then something's wrong and we need to look further. And so
I'm getting the opposite, that every theory that comes out I've got to adopt, even though most of them have been disproven. But the official theory is the most disproven. Does that make sense?
Right.
So I see it's really healthy that people don't buy anything. But at that point, then they also, you know, don't buy stuff when it's easily disproven. So my issue is not that people are buying the official story. It's that they're not buying any of it.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I mean, I'm glad people are taking a hard look, at least, and people that normally wouldn't, saying, now, wait a second, is this how this went down? Because it doesn't make any sense. And I'm hoping more people see that. I think this is the case with so many of these kinds of things, and just everything about this says to me something is very, very wrong. And you're right. There are a lot of theories about the bullet and about the bullet not having an exit wound and that it being a miracle bullet. And there's just a lot out there to peruse. So, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of information.
Well, here's an example. You know, they said he had an Israeli security firm. Well, even the firm 3 years ago that was no longer there was Israeli security. Now it's this new group, his friends or whatever. But my issue with all the military and security experts I talked to, they're real experts, they say they've never seen everybody looking at him when he gets shot. They're filming him. their body language changes right before, like the question about the trans shooters is like a cue. Yeah. They all get ready. All these hand signs that are not standard. And then instantly when he shot, it's not even about him. They're all running around grabbing things off the ground instantly, like a football play. You can, like, they were ready like attack dogs. I'm not saying they were all involved in something, but all these security experts that I know that run major security firms and guard very important people, they go, this is trained. This is prepared, but we don't know what this is.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like they see people like literally like at a football thing, like hut. They're all ready to go. They all instantly, like they're sped up, you know, kung fu movie or something, running around with a mission, and then you got the guy over him with the meta glasses taking pictures like 1 second after he shot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not normal human behavior. So you always have to ask yourself, what is normal?
I don't care. I'm some super security guy. If the guy we're guarding just got shot in the neck and literally 1 second falls over and I jump down and go, I mean, it's not.
Right.
I would be like, whoa. I mean, for a second, I'd be like, huh? Even it's just.
Yeah, it's far too crazy, far too bizarre. And, and then tromping through the scene and taking down cameras. I thought that was really strange too. And there was just a lot of,
there's a lot of hysteria at the moment. And I get, they said people are grabbing hats or whatever. I'm not blaming any of these people. I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying military experts, I know, security experts watch this. And again, it's like, they're all like waiting and then they all run instantly and start grabbing things immediately. Like they were, you know, bank robbers. I donell them to have a bank or something. But I get it, though. Somebody just shot at them, so maybe that's what it is.
Well, maybe. I don't know. To me, you think you would leave the crime scene alone and let that happen rather than trying to forge your way into it to take stuff down yourself. I think anybody would know that you don't do that. But it was a little strange, for sure. I interviewed Charlie about a year ago, and he was a great interview. He's really good at what he does. He was really good at what he does. And the way that it's being addressed, though, it has been kind of shocking, though, because usually that's reserved for heads of state or things like that. And I don't have a problem. I like Charlie. I just thought that the response is insane. And so my take was, look, about a week before, the DOJ was looking at getting people, us conservatives actually, on board with taking gun rights away from trannies, okay? And I said, no, they can't do that, because if they start to do that, who's next? All these groups that they even people that doubt the government, right? Who's next on this train of people that lose their God-given rights? And so there's a lot of that too, where I'm thinking, are they trying to get us on board with gun rights or with the loss of gun rights? I don't know. But there's
absolutely
something,
there's a lot of agendas. By the way, my crew's they're doing a great job randomly playing stuff on the internet. Even if they're handing off stuff, we don't know it's a detonator. So you know, like, oh, they're Israelis. Now they're not. People just move on to the next thing. Also, a guy goes, a source told me that this AI gun scope is involved. So now everyone's like, AI gun scope. Well, the U.S. military buys it. Israel buys it. And now you've got to accept an AI gun scope killed him. And they're not even saying how it was used or any proof. And I'm just sitting here like going, you know, it just goes on and on. So just because a guy sits there and plays with his thing right when he gets shot, or just because a guy opens a bottle of water, doesn't mean it's that. But the scurrying around and the bullet not going through his throat. Oh my God, Kay, I don't know if you're a big hunter, but you do a lot of shooting? Yeah.
I've done shooting since I was a kid. Yeah. I've shot since I was a kid.
So deer hunting and stuff?
No hunting, but a lot of shooting, target shooting.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I've shot through elk with these very rounds. It just goes right through like 3 feet. So believe me, he didn't get shot in the neck with 30-06. Probably would have like blown he probably would have had this much. Let me be graphic. It'd have been spinal cord hanging, head over here, neck, neck almost completely blown off. In fact, if you hit him just right, straight on, you might blow the whole neck off. I mean,
I agree with you.
The head off. So if you hit the head, it would have at least been like a, sorry to be gross, but like the front of the skull would be there, but it would all be gone in the back. It would just be a flap. Like Kennedy. Yeah. You've seen Kennedy.
Yeah.
That's a 30-06.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, for sure. I'm there with you. Believe me, I've been scouring all of these videos. There is a lot of theories. When people say the Israelis, I always think, what do you mean? Like Israelis and us? Because nothing happens, I think, without our intelligence sanctioning it. They work together like bosom buddies. But, yeah, I think there's definitely something to examine there since he started talking about October 7th. There's definitely something about money he could have been offered that, certainly set the pace for this.
Yeah, well, everybody's saying Israel killed him. When I agree, it's all part of the same globalist system to cover up him. That's the hottest thing. Everybody's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be to control the TPUSA system, the money, the deals that have been made, the way it was used, not illegally, but like as a conduit. Who knows?
Right.
I know Kirk was starting, I know this for a fact, to ask questions about TPUSA transactions, Republican Party. So, look, I said this with Nick Fuentes a week ago. If you want to look at people with motives, the DNC also hates him for getting Trump elected and literally overtaking the young people on campuses. So DNC's number one. Then RNC would want to take over the organization, not at some group or whatever. Then you've got the CCP. And then you got Israel down here. But that's just my logical, who has the best motives. That's because Netanyahu just sent me a check, though.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Every guest we've interviewed in studio I've given are ultramethylene blue too, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Well, Kate, I know real when I see it, and that was real what happened in Butler. A guy died, others got wounded, and there was another shooter, obviously. I think Charlie Kirk's dead. Some are saying, oh, no, he had squibs, like a movie production. He's, you know, he's not, you know, really dead, but the 30-odd-6 story is obviously not true. Because these things are false, then now I don't think we know what's going on. But what would have happened last July, over a year ago, if Trump would have been killed, in your view?
Yeah. We certainly, an outraged nation would be the understatement of the year. So, there would have been so much outrage. I'll tell you what, something happening in that way, and if this is some sort of build up to that or something, I can't imagine something getting us into a war, kind of like the fever after 9/11. People just wanted to do something. They didn't even really care the reason at that point, and wanting that sort of vengeance. And so, yeah, I think it would spark vengeance. I think it would spark, definitely, if not a civil war, another type of war, right? Based on who the culprit was. So, yeah, I think that it would have looked very, very different. And in all these cases, you know, it's kind of interesting that we haven't heard more about the shooter in that case or his family or anything. So that was kind of
odd. That got totally swept under the rug. Yeah. It was absolutely synthetic. Whole house clean, no utensils, everything. Mm-hmm. Training at a DHS, shooting range.
Right.
His metadata going back to by the FBI in D.C., both the parents, behavioral psychologist. Have you seen this information that the reported Patsy or whatever he is in Utah was part of this known CIA feeder group directly funded by the CIA?
No. Well, I have heard of that, but I haven't done a huge deep dive on that. It seemed to me that it was kind of a weird loose end that people were trying to go after, something about
the CIA,
something about that,
the Center for Anticipatory Intelligence, run by the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know, I don't know. I think people can be groomed. I think that they could be groomed to even think that they've done something. Do you remember the kid whose parents came out from Oklahoma, and this was probably 6 or 7 years ago, and the parents said that the feds were hanging around his son, their son, who was schizophrenic, and they wouldn't stop coming around, even when the parents said no. And then all of a sudden, their son had a driver's license, which the family had forbid him to get, but he had a driver's license, said the feds got it for him. And then all of a sudden, he's in a vehicle, in a van down by a bank with explosives, and the family came out and said the FBI was saying that they were watching him. And they said, no, they weren't watching him, they were grooming him. And I wonder how many times this happens, don't you? I mean, I'm wondering how often.
I mean, you get to hear
this one family. So
Lee Harvey Oswald was in ROTC in high school and college and being groomed. I mean, it's the same story over and over again.
Yes. Exactly. So
well, what is your view overall? What is your, you know, 8-9 months in of the Trump administration? I mean, how are you feeling about it? I love a lot of it. I'm also horrified by some.
There's a lot I'm horrified by, and I hate saying that because this isn't really about Trump. And I think we have to actually get to a point in America where we say, you know, this isn't about his personality. It's not about him, because I actually really like him. So move that off the table for a minute and then really talk about what's been happening. And I never thought Doge was actually going to do anything. I never thought we were going to eradicate the deep state, which we still haven't. And so we're not doing much in that way, right? And not that I'm expecting a miracle, but at the same time, we're not getting rid of the big structures that make things happen. We're not getting rid of, well, anything. We're not exposing really a whole lot. What we're doing is basically even talking about the loss of gun rights and things like that, which we're totally opposed to. So I would love to see the funding from Planned Parenthood go away. I'd love to see Congress do anything. They're a bunch of cockroaches. I don't have any hope in the feds in that way.
Well, you know, Trump killed Planned Parenthood funding. A federal judge blocked it, but he's going to win that in the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope so. I know that there are some moves that he could make that would be tremendously good. Did I want Hormala, you know, or King Dingling? No, of course not. Those are not the faces or the voices I want to have to hear, for 4 years. But you also have to look at the deep state, and I don't think the deep state took a break. The deep state is the deep state, and they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to have those big, huge, die on the hill, issues that they're not going to let go. Digital currency is one of them. All of the ways that we're moving forward, those are going to hit those big ticket items that they really, really want. So as much as I think, well, DEI is kind of, you know, that was on the chopping block and going away and things like that. At the same time, I'm looking at the bigger deals, the things that actually take away all of our freedom, and saying, well, those things are still moving ahead. So if we want to get rid of those things, in the beginning, we said we have the dream team. Okay. And I've interviewed Tulsi, just like you, I've interviewed all of these people. So where is all that action taking place?
I don't know. Gabbard's delivered on releasing all the proof of the deep state criminal activities against America, and Trump and Crossfire Hurricane and Jan 6 being staged.
Right.
And, Cassius released that. Now it's up to the prosecutors. And RFK Jr., mm-hmm. if you actually look at what he's done, I mean, he's getting more done in 8-9 months than I thought they could. I mean, he just only got appointed 6 months ago. So I'm not black-pilled here. I'm engaged-pilled. I'm saying we're getting a lot done. We got a lot of problems. This is the fight we knew we'd have. But it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. Kate Daly, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for your perspective.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. All right. I told you this is what Trump's letter meant last week. I mean, it said it. Authorizing and giving heavy weapons to Ukraine via NATO through the U.S. to attack inside Russia, which just escalates this war exponentially. And so now the full video is up on Infowars.com. It's a long interview on Fox. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm going to play part of it. Trump official General Kellogg, the head envoy to Ukraine, says president may have authorized Ukraine to strike deep inside Russia. He said that when Trump was president-elect, that he was advising that, that that would make them negotiate. No, that'll escalate the living hell out of it. We've encircled Russia. So you agree with Skousen that, you know, Russia's another tyranny or whatever? Okay, fine. The point is we're starting a fight with it. This is insane. So here we are. This is the reality of in the year 2025, on September 29th, this is where we are with Trump saying, not only can you retake all your land, you can probably take more. What's that mean? Russia. That's what Zelensky said. That's what they've all said. Here's the clip.
I just want to clarify. Are you saying, though, that it is the president's position that Ukraine can conduct long-range strikes into Russia, that has been authorized by the president?
I think reading what he has said and reading what Vice President Vance has said, as well as Secretary Rubio, the answer is yes. Use the ability to hit deep. There are no such things as sanctuaries. That's one of the reasons I believe that this last week, and it has been confirmed, that President Zelensky asked President Trump to get Tomahawk missiles, which give you a depth They're really good systems. America makes the best systems in the world.
Are we giving him the Tomahawks?
Well, that decision has not been made, but he's asked. I know that President Zelensky did, in fact, ask for them, which was confirmed by a social media post by Vice President Vance. That's going to be up to the president to do it.
Okay. General Keith Kellogg, thank you very much for your time. Always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, let's give Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine so we can go to full war with Russia. These people are demonically possessed and completely out of their minds. We got Netanyahu saying he can control American speech. We've got Kellogg, oh, I think Trump's getting ready to authorize bombing Russia. Yeah, this is a great idea. Speaking of digital ID, Europe, the UK, Australia, Canada, they're all putting it in. It's all run by Bill Gates and the UN officially. And they get that, they get everything. I mean, this is a bad situation. So let's look at this first, it all ties together. Keir Starmer collapses under questioning on digital ID. He claims the illegal alien boats that the UN and everybody brings in, that they then bring in and give free hotels, four-star hotels to, he says if we have a digital ID for everybody in the UK, this will stop. While we have videos every day of them arresting people that fly the flag of the UK. I mean, just when you're conquered, when a foreign power is taking you over, this is what happens. Starmer reveals ID plan after admitting Labour shied away from illegal immigration concerns. Says it'll stop the migrant boats. New digital ID scheme to be rolled out across the UK. Give the head envoy from the UN being the disgraced warmonger Tony Blair. New digital ID will be mandatory to work in the UK. Starmer digital ID plan is a dead cat play, and it won't stop the boats. It's not meant to. They bring them in. So no one is buying this, and this is what they want for total absolute control. Now, you can dovetail that with all of this. And these are the clips I want to go to. I have like 100 of them today. Let's pull up Larry Ellison first on the AI, clip 14. So when everybody was freaking out about Palantir, all I said was, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, and all them for years have been telling you Palantir is the Antichrist, Palantir is the devil, Palantir is the AI, Palantir is the surveillance state. Because the surveillance state, you know, decades ago was there. You know, 15 years ago, Alexa with Amazon in your house listened to every word you say. I wasn't defending Palantir. I was simply saying, do you understand that Palantir is trying to get contracts that Oracle, Microsoft, and Amazon and then Google have? So Palantir's gone from a few percent of the contracts, what, 5%, 6%, 7%? The reason you know about it is because the corporate media wants you to know about it because they want it blocked from contracts. Fine, block it from contracts. The issue is that Larry Ellison just took over TikTok, and he's a former IDF guy. Now, he supported Trump and stuff. I'm not saying, you know, he's not, like, openly funding DEI and all the leftist stuff. I'm just saying, like, Larry Ellison has the big control grid in. Larry Ellison has the most important AI systems that are actually being used by the government. So you should look at everything that's going on. The man behind the digital ID pushes Larry Ellison, owner of Oracle, CBS, CNN, and soon TikTok. He wants data centralization and total surveillance. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly watching and recording everything that's going on. He's telling you. And then Peter Thiel's like, I want to have a counter to watch the Antichrist. The Antichrist system's coming in. They go, oh, you're the Antichrist because you said we need to be worried about the Antichrist. Does the Antichrist say we need to be worried about the Antichrist? I'm not even defending Peter Thiel. I'm simply saying, why do you only know about Alex Karp and Palantir when the main moves are in Oracle, Microsoft, Amazon? I mean, these are chilling statements by Ellison. He's made more recently. Look at this. You can look this up for yourself. Bill Gates appointed major stakeholder of global digital ID system through the UN with China, creating the standardized system. Here's the UN. Go read it. United Nations Pact for the Future, Global Digital Compact, Declaration of Future Generations. This is the whole plan written by the banksters for total control. So I've read this. You should go look it up yourself. This is going in, and I'll tell you, Palantir ain't anywhere here. Palantir goes and sells governments, cities, whatever. Oh, we'll help you track for crime and integrate your systems. They all want all the stuff integrated because that's what AI wants. The point is, it's the AI, and there's all these systems. But again, why is the public being taught only Palantir? It's because the people already in place are mad at Palantir. It's trying to come into the hog trough and get in front of them. Know why you know about it. Use that education to be aware of it all. But Amazon and Oracle, when it comes to general total surveillance, are way ahead. So let's just say Palantir is the devil. It's a junior demon. It's aspiring to the position of Satan. And I guess the devil has his own civil wars. They're like, no, you don't get that. I mean, just for the sake of argument. So let's go to some of these clips. Let's play. It's a long clip. It was, should have him queued up to the spot, but let's hear it in context. Here's Larry Ellison.
Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
When you come to government and what government's doing, they're obviously... There are artificial intelligence tools, and some of them I know that Oracle have developed around financial management for government. But also, tell us a bit about what, because you're right at the forefront of this revolution, what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, you know, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
How do you take advantage of these incredible AI models? And the first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. And you know, in the Middle East, in the UAE, for example, they're incredibly rich in data. They have a lot of population data. The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform so we provide context when we want to ask a question. We've provided that AI model with all the data they need to understand our country. So that's the big step. That's kind of the missing link.
Yeah, let's stop there. It goes on and on. But the point is that one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all together and, you know, in the darkness bind them. I'm butchering it, but this is already here. There's a fight now over who will control it. So let's understand that it's already here, and let's have a debate over where it's going and what's happening with it, instead of like parrots going Palantir, Palantir, Palantir. Yeah, Palantir, 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 and Oracle, 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 and Microsoft, 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 and Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. So... everything has to be, and they're like, oh, we're the good guys. Everybody will be on their best behavior. But the globalists won't be on their best behavior. Who watches the watchers? Who controls this system? Or if you don't worship the beast, do everything it says, follow it, then it will take things away from you. You can always change what it wants. It can always demand more. That's what this is about. So no one should want this. It's absolutely horrible. But there's a race. There's an arms race of AI, an arms race of this. So Elon Musk says, well, let's not have a law where there's one AI chosen, which is what the U.S. government, the Chinese, others want. They want one system. They want you banned from it. They want to have armed guards. You can't have your own guns to protect yourself. Same thing here. They want access to all this and make you be in their system, and you have no privacy, but you can't use it. So I'm not even saying go there. I'm pragmatically saying that's where we are. How do we make sure this is decentralized? We can't even have that discussion. Because all the influencers in the last 2 years noticed they got pushed by bots if they said Palantir, 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 instead of what is the One Ring? Which one of these groups really will be the one system? Because the fight's over who is the One Ring. They're forging the ring now. The other rings have been made. Sauron makes all the other rings first, hands them out. Everybody uses them. That gives it power. And then once he can watch them all, then he makes the One Ring. So let's have a larger discussion. Here's Alex Newman. Does a great job with Glenn Beck explaining this. Here it is.
Talk to me about the 50 and 5 plan. So the UN has partnered with Bill Gates on this, what they call digital public infrastructure. It's a very fancy term. And I think the simplest way to understand it is they're building a giant digital gulag for all of humanity. So the UN Development Program has officially launched this. It was officially launched at the end of last year, where they're going to get 50 governments, they call them countries, but really they mean governments, to impose at least some major element of this digital public infrastructure on their population within 5 years. So 2028.
Passports.
Digital IDs. Mm-hmm. And those are already emerging. In fact, many states are developing these. I just went through the airport yesterday. You can scan your digital ID QR code, right? So that's happening.
And that's really one of the main reasons for the COVID.
Absolutely.
Nonsense.
The architecture that was laid down is the backbone of this global control grid that they're building. So then you've got the central bank digital currencies, which are already being unveiled. Right? They've already been released. The World Economic Forum just said a few days ago, 98% of the governments and central banks in the world are working on these CBDCs. Once they're fully operational, I guarantee you, they're going to start waging war on cash much more openly. They'll say it's a tool for terrorists and pimps and you know, every nasty thing, tax cheats, everything you can think of. Then you've got the payment processing systems, and you've also got, we just had the head of the World Health Organization talk about this recently, the digital health certificates, the digital vaccine passports. They're taking what the EU developed during the COVID, which, by the way, the European Commission was promoting vaccine passports in May of 2019, long before anybody ever heard of COVID or anything like that. So they're taking all of this together. And they are using it to build a control system that will not just be able to surveil and monitor everything you do on an unprecedented scale when you combine it with AI, the ability to make sense of all this data. Mm-hmm. It's just mind-blowing. But also to manipulate what you do. And so they're talking about this, again, pretty openly. If you look at the World Economic Forum meetings, they talk about the benefits of programmable central bank digital currency, where they will be able to say who can buy what, when, under what conditions. And then the Bank for International Settlements, you know, Carol Quigley, to go back to him for a moment, Bill Clinton's mentor, the guy who really exposed this global agenda to create a one-world system, he said the apex of the system was going to be the Bank for International Settlements. This is an institution that's almost entirely unknown to Americans. And what they are working on right now, and this is not a secret, it's not a conspiracy because it's not happening behind closed doors, is what they call a universal blockchain ledger. They want to tokenize every asset in the known universe, every farm, every car, every house, every tree, put it on this ledger, this blockchain ledger, and then you're only able to interact with this blockchain ledger using your biometric digital ID, using your central bank digital currencies. And so if I want to buy something from you, I can't just hand you a $100 bill. I've got to go on my device, connect to this blockchain system, transfer the central bank digital currencies to you. And so this is a mechanism for controlling humanity that I think is really unprecedented in human history. And when you take it all together, it's very obvious.
It's the mark of the beast. And you notice Alex Newman's a great guy, but all my terms I created, global control grid, all that, here we are. So it's very heartening to see how people are awake and that, you know, we're still here. By the way, they had set for court this Friday to try to shut us down in federal court, and we've survived so many times, people take it for granted. Now they've moved it to Wednesday. And so that's 48 hours from now. And they think they're going to get it. You see them in the news celebrating all the rest of it. But they don't own the AlexJonesShow.com. That's owned by our sponsor. That's funding the Alex Jones Network. InfoWars keeping it on the air. When you go there, they keep us on the air. And today's the last day to get one bottle of either the pills, it's the very same product, the very best methylene blue, or the liquid tincture Buy one bottle already discounted, get another bottle absolutely free. I need your support. I know they're successful shutting us down. They've already got the state receiver appointed to come in here with the Travis County Sheriff's Department. They need the federal judge to authorize that. It could happen the morning after. Then their fake auction, they were here the morning after. We blocked it. That wasn't legitimate. But the federal judge does this while we're on appeal, while we're winning. He would have, you know, handed it over. I don't think he'll do that, but that's why we need your prayer. But that's why we need your support right now. Plus, the products are incredible at thealexjonesstore.com. This is history. You want people to fight for you? We are doing it. We're only here because you took it so serious. Your word of mouth, your prayer, your support. Thealexjonesstore.com. Go get one bottle of ultramethylene blue. You're going to wish you had a second. Well, guess what? You'll get it tonight at midnight. It ends at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue. Get a second bottle free, a bunch of other discounts as well, other incredible supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you sign up for AutoShip, cancel any time, you lock in, as long as you stay signed up, to 50% off on all future orders of ultramethylene blue. You owe it to yourself to get it. I never BS people. Just like my information is powerful, the product's even more powerful. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Warham's up next.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.